people can actually start giving that help. Dr. Walter Boustill, thank you so much for your help. Well done and congratulations on the wonderful work that you do helping these people who so much deserve our help. They fought for us in wars and we absolutely owe them this very, very, very small thing in return to help them deal with this combat stress. He's the medical director of that wonderful charity Combat Stress. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Right, so I'm almost done for another day and the man who's about to interrupt me,
yes,
well done, is Mr. John Holmes. He's taking you off from 1 o'clock.
Hello.
Hello there.
Apparently there's some football.
Apparently, now you may have some competition today. However, I do hate a lot of the commentary on the TV football. So I think it'd be really good if you actually offered live commentary on the match from two.
It's funny you should say that because what's going to happen? It's our first ever live broadcast, right?
What have you been doing all
so
this
it,
time?
So it won't, well, I mean, like outside broadcast. Right. So it won't work. But what we've got is...
I'm going to say, have you been a hologram all this time?
yes. Have you not... Anyway, there's a man's in a pub, basically, where he'll be doing commentary from the pub. Not on the game, but from the atmosphere in the pub, in case there's a fight or something. So we'll be taking pub... Live.
Is it one of the local pubs?
Yeah, obviously it's around the corner. There's going to be a fight.
If you want, I'll pop in. I'll sort that out.
That's why we picked it.
Love a pub fight. I'm a terrible person, aren't I?
Have you ever had a pub fight?
I have had a
pub fight. No, you haven't.
I have had a pub fight.
Who with? Who with? Go on.
No, but I...
Who with?
No, I'm not saying...
But
put it... It was a student.
Who with?
Put it this way. I won. Because that's a shock to everybody. I went to a...
Did you... Julia Hartley Brewer, did you go fisticuffs on someone?
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe not.
Oh, this is good. This is good news. Wow. We can get a whole programme out of this.
We could get a whole programme out of this. No, but if you want, I'll pop in. We'll sort that out. Everyone I know is getting the beers in. My husband just texted him saying, I hope you're letting the boys off in your company. I hope you're letting them off to watch the football. Apparently, they've all got the beers in already.
Right, good. And so we're literally going to be talking to ourselves this afternoon. And that's good because all of the bosses here, right?
They've all gone
to France.
They have.
But this is weird, isn't it? So they all went to all the bosses from this building, which is TalkSport and Talk Radio, of course, all went to, on a minibus that didn't turn up, and then they missed their ferry.
I did not know this.
This is true. This is 5 o'clock this morning. Here's some questions. One, why have they gone on a minibus when there's a Eurostar perfectly reasonable there?
I believe all the... oh, yes, around the corner. Yeah. I believe that the tickets on the Eurostar were all sold out.
Mm. And two, of course it didn't work. It was organised by round here.
Well, I'm just really worried because I looked at that picture of that man who was naked up a lamppost last night in Lille, and I have to say it looked remarkably similar to the boss.
Like Denny?
Did look. I was being very careful not saying names because
like
I want to
Morris.
Keep my job.
Like Liam Fisher.
I couldn't possibly comment. Anyway, I'm sure we're over time and it'd be lovely knowing you since we've lost our jobs by tomorrow. Looking forward to that commentary. I'll go and sort that fight out for you. No problem at all. It's coming up for 1 o'clock. I'm Julia Hartley-Brown. I'll be back with you at 10. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondote? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 100mm extra therm pitch roof insulation for only £26.49, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club Card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, then. It's 1 o'clock on a Thursday. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Sir Cliff is cleared of sex offences. More than 300 arrests at Euro 2016 so far, and calls for drugs to be legalised.
Talk Radio.
Sir Cliff Richard says he's thrilled no further action will be taken over allegations of historical sexual abuse. South Yorkshire Police has apologised to the veteran entertainer who's called the accusations vile. Former Radio 1 DJ Mike Reed, who's a friend of Sir Cliff, has told Talk Radio it's taken a long time to close the investigation.
I think his question is, why has it dragged out so long? Why has the paperwork taken so long? And why do they never answer questions? I mean, I think that's a problem for him. I mean, you'll never get that day back in your life. You'll never get the 2 years back, and it will take a while for him to get back up there.
The head of Britain's Euro 2016 policing operation says we need to take last night's violence involving England fans in France with a pinch of salt. 323 arrests have been made since the tournament started, including at least 36 in Lille yesterday. Riot police used tear gas, pepper spray and batons, but Mark Roberts says it was on a smaller scale to what we've seen so far.
There was generally a boisterous atmosphere, but no major incidents during the course of the day. The one or two minor incidents involving a few people between a small number of English and Russian fans, a couple of incidents quickly dealt with. Nothing at all like the scale of Marseille, as I say, it was relatively minor.
French officials say 20 Russian hooligans are being deported after they were involved in violence at the tournament. A 15-year-old boy has been questioned on suspicion of encouraging terrorism. Officers are searching a home in East London after a raid this morning. The Bank of England has warned it's increasingly probable that a vote to leave the EU would send the pound plummeting. The comments were made in a meeting about interest rates, which have been kept on hold this lunchtime for another month. Britain's drugs policies have been described as a disaster following calls for illegal possession to be decriminalised. A report from two public health groups says they want the government to pay more attention to education and treatment instead. Jeremy Dean QC has told Talk Radio he doesn't think drugs should be legalised.
I have been involved in many, many drugs cases and seen so many lives ruined by drugs, in particular Class A drugs, but to some extent Class B drugs. In terms of a sort of across-the-board legalisation of drugs, and especially in relation to Class A drugs, I am totally and utterly against such a proposition.
The Red Arrows won't perform stunts at next month's Farnborough Air Show for the first time in more than 50 years because of safety fears. The aerobatic displays have been scrapped after a plane came down at the Shoreham Air Show last summer, killing 11 people. And Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page has denied taking the guitar riff to Stairway to Heaven from another track. He's in court this week where his group's accused of stealing the segment from a band they'd previously played with called Spirit.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and heavy thundery showers developing again across much of England and Wales. Yeah. Cool and cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with further outbreaks of rain. Right. Highs of 19 degrees.
What's the weather in the France where they're playing, kicking a ball?
Colin Murray.
No, who's... John Holmes.
Okay, I was just going to say, a man from our sister station,
yes,
who's over there, said it was sunny.
Did he?
Yeah.
Great. So, thanks, Victoria. That's interesting hearing Mike Reed talk about Cliff Richard there, wasn't it? I mean, I'll be honest. Even if I was innocent like Cliff Richard is, I don't think I would want any old Radio 1 DJ speaking out. I'm just saying that.
Apparently they're close friends.
Oh, I know they are. And Mike Reed, absolutely not involved in any way. I'm just saying, you know.
I don't know what you're
Radio
trying to
Radio 1
suggest.
In the 70s, I'm just saying. Anyway, is it Ben with the sport?
I reckon it might be.
Let's try Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher.
Yay!
Good afternoon. We're just
Good
under 1 hour
Ben.
Away from the Battle of Britain at Euro 2016. England versus Wales in Group B. Yeah. The neighbouring rivals meet in Lens. England could
really do with all three points
after only managing a draw against Russia. Wales, meanwhile, could guarantee their place in the knockout phase with a win. England skipper Wayne Rooney feels this match has extra significance.
The tournament makes it obviously more of a special game for both of us, but you know, we know there's 3 points at stake. It's,
elderly prostitutes.
You know, two British teams, and it's going to be an interesting game, and we're looking forward to it. We've prepared for it, and we have everything to try and get 3 points.
Later this afternoon, Northern Ireland face what's effectively a win-or-bust game in Group C. They're up against Ukraine and almost certainly have to win, with world champions Germany their third and final opponents. Finally, an all-British quarter-final has been guaranteed at the Queen's Club Tennis Championship. Kyle Edmund is into the last eight, as the man he was meant to play today, Paul-Henri Mathieu, has withdrawn injured. Edmund will face either Andy Murray or British number two Aliash Bedene, who play this afternoon. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben. He's got sports. It's Thursday. This might be football. I don't know. But, you know, we've got a programme to do, so we might as well get on with it.
Talk Radio.
Do you know what Gaz and Lecky are getting up to in your home? How much energy they're using right now? Or what the bill will be? Of course you don't. No one does. But when you get your new smart meter installed, you will. From now until 2020, every home in Britain can claim a smart meter from their energy supplier at no extra cost. To receive accurate bills and show exactly how much energy is being used in pounds and pence. Let's get Gaz and Lecky under control. For more information, pick up a leaflet from your local post office branch or visit smartenergygb.org.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am what that bit of production just said I am. Every weekday afternoon at around this time. Work experience pundit. The reason for that is because we know that some people, and I'm talking to you, do Justin Lee Collins. We don't have to pay them. I am John Holmes, and on the programme today, a submarine boat trip on the Thames, loaded with Tomahawk Black 4 torpedoes. The main advantage, Geldof and Farage will be destroyed. Yeah, but why didn't you give you a name with no one to share ones?
Chocolate.
Okay, so what are we plugging?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
Yeah.
Comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am out together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Go. Hello, good afternoon then, and yes, you join us here. We are the build-up for the excitement, for the atmosphere, for the action of 1 to 4 in the afternoons, brackets, weekdays, close brackets, on Talk Radio, the UK's least listened to radio station. And certainly, certainly that is true this afternoon. Here we are then, quite literally broadcasting, I'm going to be optimistic and say, to no one, as the entire country watches a ball get hoofed about instead of listening to this. But nevertheless, you know, like the hopeless Farage Geldof flotilla, we're going to carry on regardless, despite the whole embarrassing spectacle not really achieving anything worthwhile. Stop looking at me. Do you mind not looking at me like that all the time? I find it disturbing. So apparently then there's some sport or something. It's not my area of knowledge, but I think it's the Ascots 2016 or something this afternoon. There's 11 Welsh horses fighting in a plaza. I think that's true, against 11 English horses, while a well-organised army of Russian hooligans drink pims from posh horses and throw elaborate hats at riot police. Riot police who retaliate by firing small jockeys at them to disperse them off. It's a beautiful game. But yes, much as I personally think football is arse, it hasn't stopped this show from being swept up in the fever of it. So yeah, while we've got the usual features, you know, headline hijack, of course, maybe a Euro special of that, why not make up a football-related story for inclusion in the news at 2 p.m. An utter lie, if you will, broadcast as fact in the 2 o'clock bulletin here on Talk Radio this afternoon. If you'd like to feed us a news lie, yeah, if it wants to be football related, that's fine. 87222.
Start your message with the word microphone on.
Yeah, good. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Lonely Lunch Club as well. Of course, there'll be a Lonely Lunch Club. You may well be a football widow or a widower staring dejectedly into a soup while your colleagues skive off for the afternoon, leaving you to do all the work. That's what you get if you're a boss. Although not a boss around here, because all of ours have got on a minibus and gone to watch the football in France. Which means we can more or less do whatever the hell we like. If you are lunching alone, if you are a lonely what lunch, then, well, allow us, as you know, to become your virtual friend and colleague. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk is our email specifically set up in that regard. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk to, well, that's your way in, your way to come on the radio and tell us why you're eating lunch alone. Think of it as therapy, and you could be the next inductee into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair. We'll call you back, by the way. You don't have to call us. We'll call you back in case you can't see to dial through the tears and the soup. After that, then, the so-called football or something. It's been called a kick-off, and as such, because TalkSport, our sister station, have the broadcast rights or something, we're contractually obliged to take the game live. So throughout the match, don't worry, you won't miss it. We will be dipping out of it, in and out of it this afternoon with... it's live, it's Wales versus England with us this afternoon. We might even do the commentary ourselves. How hard can it be? Fear not, though, because there's also regular stuff. Work experience punditry convinces itself that geeky gadgetry is the order of the day. There's the diversity paper review. Big debate at 3 o'clock, as usual. And then a man from TalkSport goes through the showbiz despite having no interest in it or knowledge of it. That's a particularly grumpy Reese this afternoon because he's having to do this, and that means he'll miss some ball hoofing. And being Thursday, it's the return of no one's favourite radio quiz, in which minor celebrity contestants are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Paul Rossmaster, the quiz, on here at around 3:45, just after the final whistle. Ginger Dave is producing.
Yep.
Ass Prod Cass is beaming her unique ray of sunshine through the glass. Yeah. Chloe is flicking her button.
what?
Victoria is blowing the news conch.
No.
Speaking of conch, but without the last two letters, con. Paid intern Cornelius he isn't here, but he's on the line. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hello, John. I'm here live at the Wellington Pub in London.
Great. Well, it's not that exciting.
No.
What did it write? So, Cornelius is...
Yeah?
No, I'm speaking about you, not to you. Cornelius, shut up, is not in the studio today. He is live in the Wellington Pub in London, which is basically the nearest pub to here, with a screen in it. And he is going to be commentating for us. Not on the football, though. It's not really football commentary. It's more a sort of afternoon of commentary as to what's happening in the pub itself. Am I right, Cornelius? That's what we're taking from this afternoon.
Yes, that's right, John. I'll be keeping you update with all the goings-on. The world will stop to watch what's happening in this pub, and we'll be bringing it right here to Talk Radio.
OK, thanks very much.
Why is he trying to be a football commentator?
Too much, isn't he? Yeah. You're right, Cornelius.
You know what? They've given me a John Motson-style microphone, so I'm very excited. All the right. One where you hold it over your mouth.
Ah, they are cool. Like from the 60s.
Yeah, I've got one of those. I'm really excited.
You two are like tiny children. Right, okay, we will be talking to Khan live in the pub very shortly to find out, just get a sense of the atmosphere before, you know, he's spotted and people have a massive fight. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Let's start with some music. We'll be right back. inch nail's head like a hole on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, Talk Radio's head of music. Good afternoon if you are just joining us. All of the atmosphere, all of the excitement, all of the build-up of a little listened to three-hour afternoon programme on a radio station that doesn't have a marketing budget, resulting in the fact that no one's really heard of it. I'm playing Nine Inch Nails' Head Like a Hole, Dave. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
What a tune. What? It's no Bryan Adams from yesterday, but no. It is a tune there can be no... There can be no mistaking it as a tune.
No, it's certainly a song, yeah.
So, why don't you ask me why I'm playing it?
Why don't I?
Why don't you do that?
Why don't I?
Yes, why don't you?
Oh, shall I?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, why are you playing it?
No, hand up.
Hang on.
You're
going to get
what you Dave, you've got your hand up. You've got your hand up.
Got a question, that's right.
Yeah.
Question is, when I put my hand up to ask a question, why did Chloe turn the music up? Because it's a similar gesture to when I raise my hand to turn the volume up usually. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, good.
It's got
I'm glad you're, glad you're paying attention, Chloe. Have fun.
No, sure, do
now. Anyway, all right, so go on. You've got a question.
Got a question, John.
Yes.
Why are you playing the Nine Inch Nails hole in her head, in her head, in the hole?
Well, like it's obvious, isn't it? It's obvious, because that's Nine Inch Nails, right? And where do you find nails?
Hand?
No.
Foot?
Correct. You find a nail on a foot, don't you? A foot nail.
Oh, yeah.
A nail on a foot.
Okay.
And there's football on.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, I see, yeah.
And inches, nine-inch nails, are also a part of a foot, aren't they? In terms of a measurement.
That's true.
And it's got the word head in it, and that's a football movement.
And also the shape of a football.
Yes. And hole rhymes with goal. So I was playing that for the football that
that's
there is.
Football, is it?
Because that's the big story. I mean, there's no disguising the big story this afternoon.
Could have just played three lines.
No. I didn't think of that. I was really trying to find a song about football, and that's all I could find. Head like a...
Yeah.
No, I didn't think of three lines.
Yeah.
Or any of the other ones.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. I just found that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, fine. Anyway, there's football. So all of the atmosphere, all of the live atmosphere and the build-up and the thing, because a lot of people are watching it in the pub. So this afternoon, we will be coming, or at least part of the show will be, the part that's shaped like a Cornelius, is in the pub. Cornelius is live in a pub near the studio. Cornelius, can you hear me?
Hi, John.
Give us a little... we'll talk to you probably in a moment, but just a little sense of the atmosphere of the pub. Not interested in the football, remember? Just the pub.
Well, John, we all know what a pub looks like, and it's a big occasion today, as it's a very busy pub. So that's about it, really.
Great, thanks. Cornelius there with all the commentary from the pub, keeping us abreast of that. And that's... don't get excited there, Cornelius, by the word breast. I know you've only now seen Zena's after you went to that naked restaurant with her, which we'll be talking to you about a bit later, because Zena was in yesterday. It's Cornelius live in a pub. It's football, apparently. It's Talk Radio. I don't know why I'm bothering. No one's listening to this.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about all the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. We offer you deals, plus a lot more, like a representative APR of just 7.6%. Affordable car finance with Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends tomorrow. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
If you're in the trade, you probably already have a copy of the Screwfix catalogue. But you may not have a copy of the new one yet, which is packed with over 16,000 products. Still, that's one job that's easily fixed. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue from any Screwfix store now. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
So, Clive, what do you think of these new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips?
Well, Ian, they've been fantastic. They've got a strong lineup with salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce flavours. But the question is, who'll complete the squad? Yes, Ian, red sauce is full of flavour and strong in the crunch, but brown sauce has plenty of bite and a big, bold taste.
You decide which one of these great new flavours will make the final squad on July the 1st. Burton's Fish and Chips kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M4 in South Wales, there's an accident eastbound at junction 34 Miskins, so there's a lane blocked. Northbound M5 through Worcestershire, traffic's queuing to get by a broken down car in the roadworks towards junction 4A for the M42. The queue's back to Droitwich junction 5. In Leicestershire, the A6 is closed between Hathorn and Kegworth, where the road is flooded. And traffic on the M1 in Buckinghamshire is queuing for 2 miles towards junction 14 at Milton Keynes after an accident earlier. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed .com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
Or are, man?
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then to you. I don't really know why I'm bothering. I've just got one text in here that's from Mr. Biscuits, a tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, John, I'm listening till about 1:40.
Oh, God.
So that's kind of our cut off point when everyone's just not going to be bothered with this. I mean, we could just like do nothing. I mean, we could just sit in silence and watch
the football.
Well, I was going to say Judge Rinder. But no, Dave, I'm not a monster with some beer. Judge Rinder with some beers.
You know how Talk Sport bosses and Talk Radio bosses have gone on a mini bus to France.
We share a building with Talk Sport, in case you're not aware. Sorry, and they've all, they're our sister station, and they've all, in some sort of weird, I don't know, a Tesco own brand version of that Jolly to Margate that once happened in Only Fools and Horses. They've, all the bosses have gone on a minibus. Here's the thing, that this morning, right, and I found out they're coming, all the bosses came in early, right, which never happens.
No.
So there's Denny, our boss, and Liam, the big boss, Laurie, the one who no one knows what he is or does, right, but claims to be group executive editor of nothing.
Not a thing.
Right, and some others that I don't, probably some important people, the sort that don't understand the show anyway, right. They all arrived at 5 a.m. right to get on a minibus. And I'm not kidding. They all brought a packed lunch, right? And they got on a minibus that had been organised by someone here. Okay.
Yeah.
Except no, they didn't, because they sat all sat in reception. Can you imagine this in that tiny reception area? And the bus didn't turn up. I mean that's obvious because someone here
organised something and it didn't happen.
Yes. Can you imagine? And then, but my question is, right, they were going to catch a ferry, so they missed the ferry. So they're probably, it's a 6-hour drive or something, they said.
Ferry?
Yeah. Why don't they just go on the Eurostar from the station that's just over there? It sort of sums up this entire operation.
I'll tell you what sums it up more, though. They stocked up on beers in the minibus.
Yeah.
And they've all just been confiscated by French police.
Is that true? How do you know that?
Because someone sent an email around.
This is great. Anyway, speaking of beer, we are, as you'd expect, because we're a professional broadcast outfit, we are taking live commentary this afternoon, not of the game, though, but of a pub that's screening the game that's just round the corner from here. Paid intern Cornelius is your commentator this afternoon. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I don't want to make small talk. Just give me the commentary of the pub.
Hello, John. You join us on what is set to be a brilliant day of pubbing today. Some of the best drinkers in Europe face one of their toughest tests yet, getting served at a bar in central London whilst the football is on. In the lead-up to the game today, there's been lots of talk of the manager's formation of his bar staff. Mark is suspected to opt for a 4-4-2 formation with four bar staff on the left, four on the right, two being on glass collection.
Strong. That's a strong lineup, actually. Is that what you'd expect, Cornelius, from a pub manager at this level?
Absolutely, John. This isn't his first time in a major tournament, and it won't be his last. He's a very big favourite here, and he is also just very big. If we look at the lineup today, they're good on paper, John, but they'll be serving on laminated wooden floor, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay, give us a little bit of... Because obviously we're yet to kick off the real drinking, so why don't you just give us a flavour of the crowd that are in, if you would, Cornelius, please.
Yeah, the crowd are all here.
When I say give us a flavour, I want you to turn to a member of the crowd. I want you to lick them.
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Find a person. Who is it? Who is it?
Excuse me. It's an old balding man.
Okay. What's his name? Okay. Ask him his name.
Excuse me. What's your name? John.
John. Can you reach over and just lick him lightly? Get a flavour off him. Lick him.
Lick him. Okay. No, he wouldn't let me lick him, John. He wouldn't let me lick him. That would be a foul in the pubbing game.
Can you just reach down and lick the table? Give us a flavour of the table.
Oh, God. Hang on. It's quite clean, actually.
Right, good.
Yeah, it tastes just of wooden, a bit varnish.
Great.
It's quite nice.
Great.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere, tell us a little bit then about the pub, the crowd in the pub expecting big things this afternoon from that bar, from that lineup of bar staff.
Absolutely, John. Yes, there's lots coming out here, but at the moment, all the bars are just currently warming up with their drinking in the pitch.
It's, yeah.
Hang on, 2 seconds.
Why?
Go on, John.
What are you doing?
No, it's all good, John. There, of course, have been some injury worries in the squad today that will no doubt affect the team today.
Stop.
Assistant manager Mary is still out of action with a broken arm. She picked up in training, rather ironically, of course. It was a health and safety training.
Cornelius?
Yeah?
All right. What are you doing? Why did it go weird then? Because real football commentary doesn't go weird. Unless
Ray
Wilkins
is involved. I'm getting a big delay in my arm, in my ears, so I can hear myself. 2 seconds.
Right.
How's that? Is that better?
Well, it's the same for us. It hasn't changed.
Okay. Wait, I was just seeing how it was for me, but it's absolutely no better, John.
With that, back to the studio. Cornelius, we'll more updates from an idiot in a pub as the afternoon wears on, giving us some of the flavour and the atmosphere of the furniture and the staff there, live on Talk Radio. Great. Lonely Lunch Club on the way as usual this afternoon. If you are a lonely, what lunch? We would like to hear from you. Why are you lunching alone? Let us know. We will be your virtual friend and colleague, able to chat about anything you like. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email. And don't forget as well today, the diversity paper review. The big debate remains at 3 o'clock, and there will be a game of Paul Rossmaster at about 3:45, just after the final whistle. And we'll keep you up to date, of course, with everything that's happening in that pub. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Sir Cliff Richard will face no further action following an investigation into allegations of historical sexual abuse. There's not enough evidence to press charges. Robin Schoenhofer reports for Talk Radio.
The 75-year-old singer says he's thrilled that the investigation into what he's calling vile accusations against him has been dropped. He's always maintained his innocence after four men made claims dating back to between 1958 and 1983. Meanwhile, South Yorkshire Police has apologised wholeheartedly for the additional anxiety caused by the way it handled media interest. The force allowed a raid on Sitcliffe's home to be filmed.
More than 300 arrests have been made since the start of Euro 2016, with at least 36 detained last night when England fans got rowdy in Lille. England play Wales in around half an hour, while Northern Ireland play Ukraine at 5. A 15-year-old is being questioned in East London on suspicion of encouraging terrorism. Police are searching a home where the boy was arrested this morning. The Bank of England has escalated its warnings about the fallout from a British vote to leave the European Union. The bank says it could harm the global economy, with sterling looking increasingly likely to fall further after an out decision. Britain's drug policies have been described as a disaster, following calls for illegal possession to be decriminalised. A report from two public health groups say they want the government to pay more attention to education and treatment instead. And Uber is expanding from taxis to takeaways. The company's new Uber Eats app has started in London, with plans to expand elsewhere or take on Deliveroo by using cyclists and bikers to deliver from restaurants that don't offer the service themselves. The weather: heavy thundery showers developing again across much of England and Wales. Cool and cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland, with further outbreaks of rain. Highs of 19 degrees. It's more in half an hour.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria. Are you interested in football at all, Victoria? I'm interested.
I love it.
Do you? That's sarcasm, wasn't it? Yes. I can't really tell whether you're being sarcastic or not. I can't ever tell, because you've got the same voice for both.
Oh, she's got no voice now.
I don't know what to say.
Okay, fine. Right, so this afternoon then, there is apparently some sort of ball hoofing going on. We are well aware that there might be a couple of people now listening to this, but that's going to tail off, let's be honest. So after 2 o'clock, we've decided we're just going to do more or less what we like.
Yeah.
We could discuss Cliff Richard or something.
Yeah.
Can we?
We'll talk about that injunction.
Yes, because a good idea, Dave, because if no one's listening,
yeah,
we can name the people in that injunction from ages ago.
Pretty sure you shouldn't.
Yeah, but no one's listening. Matter.
Yeah, but there's still evidence of it, isn't there?
If an injunction is revealed in the forest and no one's listening...
Is that Nottingham Forest?
No.
That's my football knowledge.
Is it still an injunction? What?
Yes, well, no, you're right. If you say who the protagonists of an injunction are,
yeah,
while no one's listening...
Is it still breaking the law?
Is it breaking an injunction?
Yes.
Oh.
It's still broadcast, though, isn't it?
It's your opinion, Victoria.
This isn't a philosophical question. It's still not allowed.
In your opinion. Everyone's got an opinion, haven't they?
Well, if you two want to get into trouble...
Opinions are like penises, aren't they?
How?
half the population have got them. One.
Cornelius
is
pink.
Why did you even say that?
I don't. I'm confused. Right. So, oh no, it's arseholes. Opinions like arsehole. Everyone's got. That's it. Anyway, so what? Lonely Lunch is on the way. Are you lunching alone? We want to hear from you. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. Look, no one's listening to this. It doesn't matter what we're saying.
No one's lunching alone because everyone's in the pub.
Good point. We'll find one. Someone. There'll be a football widow or widower, right? And if that's you, then we do want to hear from you for Lonely Lunch Club, being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Also, Headline Hijack on the way next.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. Well, the normal service at least continues till 2 o'clock, when actually, in all seriousness, we won't stop broadcasting. We will, however, be bringing you... we're allowed to dip in and out of the match that kicks off at 2 o'clock, of course. Think of me as a sort of less crispy Gary Lineker. I'm fewer crispy than Gary Lineker, and we will be bringing you the match as it unfolds in snippets, highlights if you like, but live highlights, because we just keep dipping in and out because we're allowed to do that. So if you do want to hear it, it will be happening. Anyway, that aside, there's the small matter of making up lies for the news. works like this. We call it Headline Hijack, and the clue is very much in that name. There are the headlines, of course, at 2 o'clock. Victoria will spake them, if she can remember how to. And ordinarily, as you'd expect her to, she tells the truth. The news is often true. But at 2 o'clock in the weekday afternoon around here, it isn't. One of the stories in that news will be a made-up lie, a fib, a fabrication and a fake. We would like you to be the instigator of that fib, fabrication or fake. Get us a made-up news story, wang it over here, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you're using a text, or you can tweet it at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you're Liam Gallagher, by the way, and thinking of tweeting, try not to be homophobic this time. So, the lines are very much open for Headline Hijack. Let's have a look, see what's coming in. Producer Dave, what have you got?
This one is from Tommy. This is a topical one, John.
Did he used to work on the dock? Does he say that or not?
No, in none of his correspondence has he given any indication of previous dock work.
Okay, fine.
So let's just assume...
Might not be that Tommy.
Assume that he has.
Okay, fine. It is that Tommy.
Same Tommy. Tommy off of the dock says... it's emerged that one of the arrested football fans out in France is Talk Sport breakfast presenter Alan Brazil.
Right.
Who has apparently missed his show this morning. He was said to have got angry after the town's alcohol ban started and was seen ripping his shirt off and squaring up to French riot police.
I've got one that's come in here from Gina.
Any additional information about Gina?
Well, she's taken time out of her busy day where she's working the diner, all of it. And she said, I've just listened to the radio, John, hearing that we've got it on in the diner. And I heard you read out an email from my boyfriend, Tommy.
Very fast typing. Well done,
who
Gina.
Works on the docks. Well, he used to work on... He doesn't anymore.
No, he used
to work on the docks, actually, John. He doesn't,
no.
doesn't work there anymore. But I still work the diner all day.
Well, she's got to bring home her pay, hasn't she?
Well, she's got to work for her man.
Yeah.
She says she's right. Dear John, I'm working the diner all day and I'm doing it for love.
Ah.
For love.
For love.
Tommy's just texted back. He says that sometimes Gina cries in the night time. And he whispers it's okay. Someday. Gina's been on again. She says we've got to hold on. To what we got, she's written that.
Does it make a difference?
She says not. But, I mean, she says it doesn't make a difference whether they make it or not.
I suppose at the end of the day, they've got each other, haven't they?
Well, and that's a lot. I mean, for love, at the very least, they should give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Listen, Gina, Tommy, you're halfway there. So, thanks for getting in touch. If you're from a song and you want to get in touch...
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway, do you like?
We'll do Lonely Lunch next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Until 1856, the only way to keep food cold was by using an ice house. Fortunately, this was the year James Harrison, working for an Australian brewery and fed up with warm beer, invented the first practical fridge. Now that's smart. At Valent, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ Smart Heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valentiq.co.uk.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 780 by 980mm Axis 90 centre pivot roof window for only £99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
With Betfair, betting on the Euros is as easy as ever. And now, there's even more reason to back Roy's boys. Because all new customers can get an enhanced price of 5-1 on England to beat Wales. So if you stake £10 on England, you'll get £50 in free bets if they win. This summer at the Euros, there's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
£10 maximum stakes, singles only, all winnings paid in free bets within 24 hours. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M4 in South Wales, there's an accident eastbound at junctions 34 Miskins, so there's a lane blocked. Northbound M5 through Worcestershire, traffic's queuing to get by a broken down car in the roadworks towards junction 4A for the M42. The queue's back to Droitwich junction 5. In Leicestershire, the A6 is closed between Hathorn and Kegworth, where the road is flooded. And traffic on the M1 in Buckinghamshire is queuing for 2 miles towards junction 14 at Milton Keynes after an accident earlier. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. There's some radio happening. I mean, you wouldn't know about it. It hasn't had quite the level of publicity as some ball hoofing, but we are here for you this afternoon while all of that happens, with live commentary from a pub where it's being screened. Not about the football, of course, but about the pub. That'll be happening along with other things, not least Lonely Lunch, which we'll come to momentarily. However, at the moment, I do have to ask the question, how confused are you by the news? Just have a think for a moment, because it is confusing, the news, isn't it? It's quite difficult a lot of the time. And I know, Dave, I don't know whether you've seen any news today at all. I mean, percentages.
It's news to news, wall-to-wall news coverage, isn't it, everywhere today? Can't look, they're just doing some analysis of the news from Saturday on the TV now, you can see. See, he was playing in the news on, you just can't get away from it, can you?
It's the news O's 2016.
Yeah, it's a lot of replays of the news.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm trying to avoid it, John, but it's basically unavoidable, especially
fair
when
enough.
You
but okay, well, but like I said, it's quite complicated.
Well, do you know what, John? I can't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to help, of course. This is the home of news explanation on the Talk Radio in the afternoons between 1 and 4 on a weekday, where we take the news and we simplify it down to its basic constituents, its fundamental components, which, of course, if you do that to the news, you get Japanese poetry. We explain it for you in 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We call it the news in haikus.
Taylor Swift snogs Tom Hiddleston. Apparently, this passes for news.
The news in haikus. A text just come in, by the way. Is there a name on it? Yes, it's Chris from Braintree. And this is a good idea. We're talking, weren't we, about the super injunction. And the fact that there's no one listening to this afternoon. Well, no. Certainly won't be after 2 o'clock because of the ball hoofing. So we thought we could name the celebrities involved in the super injunction, but because no one's listening, because of the old philosophical question. If you say the name's involved in a super injunction and there's no one listening, are you still breaking the injunction?
Yeah.
And Chris is in Braintree saying, hi, John and Dave. Just thought I'd mention, in regards to the super injunction, there's actually nothing to stop you from listing all the people that aren't involved in the sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
But just leave out the people that are. And thus, you haven't said their names, but we can work it out through a process of elimination.
So name everybody in the world.
Well, celebrities.
Name every celebrity in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
And just leave out the ones.
That's a good idea, actually.
You could do that.
It's a nice little neat workaround, isn't it?
Well, as you said, no one's listening, so just a list of celebrities' names after 2 o'clock would be fine.
Do we run a risk, though, of accidentally breaking another injunction that we don't even know about?
Oh, yes, because if I name that bloke that's not in that injunction, but he's in the other injunction.
That other one, isn't he?
Then I suppose... Well, what if I clarify by saying I'm only talking about that specific injunction?
It's tricky, isn't it, then? Because,
and you see, that's why it's a legal minefield, Dave.
It is, isn't it?
Anyway, shall we meet a lonely what lunch?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, regular listener to the show will doubtless be aware that this is where we play virtual friend and colleague to somebody who is lunching alone for whatever the reason. A lonely what lunch. We are full of awkward, idle chit-chat of the kind you'd have with a work colleague that you didn't know very well, but you just sort of met in the kitchen where you both went for the kettle at the same time. We can do that. We can more than hold our own in that scenario, which is what we recreate now as we meet today's inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. On the telephone now, who's that on the telephone?
It's Phil. Hi.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks, you.
Great, yeah. So Phil, it's lonely lunch. Why are you lunching alone, and where are you lunching alone?
I'm lunching alone in our offices in Oxford Circus.
Oh, in London.
Yeah, in London. And I'm lunching alone because we're currently trying to find... everybody's rushing around trying to find a way to watch the football. So we're scrambling around for laptops, website feeds, anything we can do to kind of get it sorted in the office.
Right.
We're overlooking a lot of pubs, so...
Well, as you know, our commentary this afternoon is coming live from a pub. So if you are interested in the atmosphere of a pub rather than the football itself, then you need to keep listening because we will be bringing you live pub atmosphere as the afternoon progresses with commentary. Now, what work do you do that you won't be doing any of this afternoon?
Well, I do the social media and marketing, but it's for a recruitment agency. So,
right, everyone jumps on that bandwagon, don't they? Now,
yeah,
social media marketing. I mean, you know, let's be honest, it's not a real job, is it, Phil?
Well, no, PR. It's very abfab. It's very.
Oh dear.
I PR things.
Right, you should have. you should have arranged via your connections to have a big screen, surely, put up in your. In your place of work?
Well, that was the idea. Was either getting an iPad in or just having a screen sort of pulled in, sort of like when you have a school and you have a TV just wheeled in on a stand.
Remember those TVs? Those TVs. And then they had sort of shutters down the side to stop the reflection from the windows, didn't they?
And a video player in a lockbox.
Yeah, that the teacher did not know how to work every single time they tried to use it. Yeah, that's true. That would be exactly. Old-fashioned. I like that. I like your old-school nature.
If we can't get hold of an iPad, which I don't think we can. So that can be plan B.
You should say that other iPads are available. Why are you left alone? Why is everyone else out on the search for this, and you're left lunching alone, though?
Well, I haven't got the contacts for it. So, and someone's got to stay in the office and... look after the place.
Yeah, and so instead of that, you're on the phone to us, wasting
more time. What's the worst that can happen?
Well, yes. We could all die. I don't know. What are you having for lunch?
I'm having 4 Marmite sandwiches.
Right. When you say 4, do you mean you've cut 2 slices of bread with the Marmite filling into sort of corners, or is it more than that?
It's more than that. It's 4, as in 4 slices of bread.
I see.
It's a lot of carbs, but that's what I'm told.
But you know, Marmite. I mean, you know, there's the advert for it, isn't there? About loving it or hating it.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Clearly, I to be honest, I'm ambivalent. So, you know, I don't really fall.
Believe it.
You know, as a PR person, you'll understand that I don't fall into that marketing bracket.
Yes.
Right, there we go. Look, you know we're available to chat about whatever it is you want to chat about. That's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. I mean, what do you want to? I mean, I feel we're off to a good start, certainly. But what would you like to talk about?
I don't know. Well, let me think. Off the top of my head,
I mean, we could do the football. We could do anything you want.
Well, I was going to say on the topic of the Marmite, what would be your sandwich filling?
Great chat. Good. Very strong, and that's good because if we'd met in a kitchen, as I sort of mentioned,
that's
the scenario
what we'd be talking about right now.
Yeah, you'd have said, "Oh, what you got?" Well, exactly. You know, it's interesting. You say that. I mean, I in my time, I have experimented, Phil, with sandwich. I don't mean like in a term not
Okay.
Not yeah. sexually, but I mean, what I have. So, pot mash, right? You know pot mash?
Yeah.
So it's mash in a pot.
Right.
And sort of, you pour water on it. That. Yeah. Yeah, and instant it becomes mash. Yeah, sort of.
Like mash.
Yeah, that in a that okay. in a sandwich, that's fine.
Okay.
With brown sauce, crisp sandwich. I could go a crisp sandwich.
What flavour crisps?
Not very generic fillings. Then you're going quite left field.
Yeah, I like a sandwich that you can't just buy off the shelf. You know, I'm all about a bespoke sandwich, Phil.
Off menu sandwich.
You know, I go down there. Yeah, I mean you could technically put anything because bread is just versatile, isn't it? So you
well, exactly,
could
exactly yeah. anything could be a sandwich if it's between two slices of bread.
Exactly. So your question is erroneous. Your question should be, what wouldn't I put in a sandwich?
Okay. Well, what wouldn't you put in a sandwich then? In that case,
I would say roadkill.
Good one.
Although you can eat roadkill, can't you? People do that in America.
That's what it is,
you
isn't
can,
it?
But I wouldn't.
You can what?
You could, but I wouldn't.
You could, but... Okay, fine. Here's a weird... Speaking of roadkill, here's a weird thing. I was walking to get my train this morning, Phil, and here's something you don't see every day, right? But I walked through a station car park...
Yeah?
And lying on the floor, curled up in the station car park, was a dead snake.
Right.
Yeah, but all dead. And I hadn't really got time to ponder it because I was late for my train, but it struck me that that's an odd thing to see in a station car park.
Yeah. What's a snake doing in a car park?
Well, again, these questions all remain unanswered. And as the snake was deceased, it can be of no help.
It couldn't answer, no.
But I have to say, I would, if cooked correctly, eat snake. I mean...
I have eaten snake.
You've eaten... See, already...
I tried it. Thing, but not from a car park, though.
What snake did you eat?
I mean, I don't know what type of snake it was, but I've tried snake meat, if you call it that.
Yeah. Was it like?
Was it live?
Was it? No, what was it like?
Oh, was it like? Well, it's chewy and gamey. Not as more so than chicken. Because that's what everybody says
everything tastes like chicken.
But this didn't really, but...
great chat. Lonely Lunch Club, which you are now inducted into, Phil, and welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to it. Just, you know, as I say, it's simple, idle chit-chat. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And there we have a poor example of it. But an example nonetheless. Phil, congratulations, welcome. Thank you very much. That's Phil, who is doing nothing and won't be listening to this in 7 minutes' time anyway. No. Speaking of football, we can go back live now to the pub near where we are here in London. The pub's called the Wellington. It is a Fuller's pub. It's literally around the corner from where we're broadcasting from. And in it is paid intern Cornelius, who is your pub commentator this afternoon.
Hi, John. The atmosphere is building here, as are the queues. They're really going to have to fight their way through to get through to the bar today. Drinking conditions are looking good. I went down to check the surface before we came on air. As you expect at this level of game, the playing surface is very good. Not too slippy, not too sticky. It should allow for some top-class drinking. The fans here, they have lager in their hands and London Pride on their shirts.
Good. So Cornelius, we can sense some of the atmosphere there in the pub. I mean, you know, what sort of numbers are we talking crowd-wise this afternoon?
John, they're playing a very strong team of at least 200 burly blokes in there. Couple women too. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and any more news on the bar formation? I know you said there was it was a 4-4-2, wasn't it? Four bar people at one end, four bar people at the other, two glass collectors. Any news of it? Is that changed at all, or is that what we're sticking with?
That's currently what they're sticking with, John. It's not really working at home. The manager will going to have to work on it. But can he keep up today? We'll have to find out.
All right. Cornelius there giving us live commentary about a pub where they're showing some ball hoofing this afternoon. 5 minutes till kickoff, of course, for the actual match. And yes, we will be taking a live feed dropping in and out of the game as the afternoon progresses. The first one, of course, just after kickoff at 2 o'clock, as I say. But, however, there's Headline Hijack. news stories into the news at 2 o'clock. That's the order of the afternoon. The normal service is continuing in the sense of headline hijack. Get a made-up news story into Victoria's mouth. And do it to fool those who aren't listening to this bit. Now, ordinarily, we say because they get back to the office and switch this on. So, really, we can say anything in the news and no one will even notice because there'll be no one listening. So it doesn't really matter.
Just wondering if we just get Victoria to go, blah, 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 blah.
That's actually not a bad idea. Any more news from Tommy and Gina, by the way, our regular texters. Tommy and Gina have been texting in. Tommy texted in earlier. He's working on the... used to work on the dock. Gina's girlfriend, she works here, works in a diner, yeah, all day. And we know Gina has been back on since. She actually dreams of running away. But when she does cry in the night, Tommy just whispers, "Baby, it's okay." That's an update from Tommy and Gina.
I think Tommy's got in touch to say he's got a six string in hock, actually.
Oh, to make some money.
Yeah.
Oh, this is because the union's been on strike.
That's exactly.
So he's down on his luck.
Down on his luck, mate.
Well, it's tough.
Yeah, it's been so tough.
Yeah. That's the news from Tommy and Gina this afternoon. Made up news story. Should we chuck one in? I mean, have you got a winner?
Yeah, got a winner, mate. Got a winner, unbelievably. So this is from Olivia.
Olivia.
She's won today, so well done. Now go and watch the football and don't hear it being said on the radio.
Fine. So, Olivia, well done. You got your made-up news story into the news, which is next on Talk Radio. There is ball, who finger foot, but we will be here with you throughout it till 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
In a summer full of sport, now's the time to start your own bike adventure. Whether it's dusting off your old bike or time to invest in a new one, Halfords have everything you need. Pop in for a free on-the-spot bike check and our bike experts will check your wheels, tyres, brakes and gears. And even oil your chain for free. Or check out our great range of bikes and accessories in-store and online, giving you the freedom to start a new bike adventure this summer. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, exactly. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, and let's kick off the news with Victoria.
Thanks, John. Coming up in the last few minutes, an MP has been attacked in Leeds. There will be no charges over sex abuse claims for Sir Cliff Richard. And Noel Gallagher apologises for homophobic tweet.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, the MP for Batley and Spen, Joe Cox, has been shot and stabbed in Birstall near Leeds. That's according to an eyewitness. We'll bring you more on this as we get it here on Talk Radio. South Yorkshire has apologised to Sir Cliff Richard over the way it handled an investigation into allegations of sexual assault. A raid on his home nearly 2 years ago was broadcast live on television following a tip-off from the force. All the claims have now been dropped, with the CPS saying there's not enough evidence to prosecute. The entertainer's friend, Mike Reed, has told Talk Radio Sir Cliff cannot understand why it's taken so long to get to this point.
Here's a guy who's raised hundreds of millions for charity, been a great ambassador for the country. Yeah, to be treated like that, if ever with anybody there's an investigation, then, you know, do it quietly, look at it. But this has been so open, I think it's really taken its toll, certainly mentally and physically on him in the last 2 years.
Football fans are being warned to behave after this afternoon's England-Wales Euro 2016 match. It's just getting underway after it was revealed 323 people have been arrested since the start of the tournament. Riot police in France have been using tear gas, pepper spray and batons to deal with any antisocial behaviour. Mark Roberts is the head of Britain's Euro 2016 policing operation.
Whether it's the French citizens, whether it's English, whether it's Welsh, whether it's Russians, people need to be aware that if they're going to abuse and engage in antisocial behaviour with the French police there, they will receive a French policing response, not necessarily a British one.
The number of routinely armed officers working within Police Scotland is to increase by a third. The force has announced plans to add a further 90 by the summer of next year, taking the number to 365. Police chiefs say it's in response to the latest assessments of the threat from terrorism and gangs using guns. Two leading EU figures have issued fresh warnings against the UK voting to leave the union next week. Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission, says an outvote would open a period of major uncertainty both in Britain and in the EU, while European Council President Donald Tusk says the UK's voice is respected more than ever before.
Many of the British ideas about the EU are gaining support all over Europe. There are so many things we can do together. Leaving now doesn't make any sense.
It comes as Nigel Farage is defending a UKIP poster showing a huge queue of migrants entering Europe after it was likened on Twitter to Nazi propaganda. It features the words "breaking point" above a crowd of people fleeing Syria, urging people to vote to leave the EU. The Eurosceptic leader claims ISIS is using the migration crisis to flood the continent with jihadi terrorists. And Liam Gallagher has apologised for a tweet about violence at Euro 2016, which was criticised as being homophobic. The rocker says he's sorry if he upset anyone.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery showers developing again across much of England and Wales. Cool and cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with further outbreaks of rain.
Highs
of
19 degrees.
Thank you. That was Victoria in the news. And now here's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
With the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi,
England
Ben.
England versus Wales, the big one at Euro 2016, is just underway. The neighbouring Group B rivals are in Lons. England could really do with all 3 points after only managing a draw against Russia. Wales, meanwhile, will guarantee their place in the knockout phase
Ben's
if they
the
win.
Studio.
It's currently goalless. Later this afternoon, Northern Ireland face what's effectively a win or bust game in Group C.
Bust.
They're up against Ukraine and almost certainly have to win, with world champions Germany their final opponents. Finally, an all-British quarter-final has been guaranteed at the Queen's Club Tennis Championships. Carl Edmonds into the last eight as the man he was meant to play today, Paul-Henri Mathieu, has withdrawn injured. Edmonds will face either Andy Murray or British number two Aliash Bedene, who play this afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's your latest sports news, powered by who?
Ben.
Talk Sport.
How is it? What way is it powered by Talk Sport?
It's like a battery, complicated. You know this place. It's like cheap engineering.
It certainly is that. I mean, it's not powered. I mean, whose idea was it to say that? Because it's just from Talk Sport. It's just...
No, it wasn't my idea.
No, I figured not.
I'd have said something different.
Or better.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, powered by Talk. It doesn't make any sense. Quick update. What's the score in the match?
Goalless.
Thank you. We'll bring you updates very regularly. A quick update. What's the score in the match?
Goalless.
Thank you. Ben's got all the updates from the football. There's England versus Wales. What's the score?
Goalless.
Thank you.
Hang on. Oh, no, goalless.
Fine.
And finally, the England and Wales Cricket Board are said to be considering legal action against both the BBC and ITV for not giving their sport enough airtime while the football's on. The ECB has issued a statement saying they believe the broadcasters are discriminating against middle-class old people who are very easily entertained.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Victoria with the news. Ben's got an update of the scores.
Still goalless.
Thank you. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Terrible. Oh,
is high. Get out of the way, please.
To change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right then, good afternoon to literally no one. It's 6 minutes past two, which means we are 6 minutes into some ball hoofing on the television and elsewhere. So no one's really listening to this, but it's all right because we're bringing you all of the action here this afternoon. Live from a pub round the corner from Talk Radio Studios. It's called the Wellington. It's a Fuller's pub. And our commentator this afternoon with all the information from the pub is Cornelius. Good afternoon, Cornelius. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. We've kicked off here with the bar staff starting off very strong. Good pace and teamwork behind the bar.
Yes.
A very confident start. If they keep this up today, they have a very good day. No shots as of yet, but it's still early days. People still on the pints. Also, a change in formation for the crowd. Rather than seating, they've just managed to pack about 300 people into quite a small pub, John. It's very crowded in here.
It sounds like a good atmosphere, Cornelius. I mean, there's been no violence that's marred other pubs.
No violence as of yet, although work experience Miles is looking a bit tetchy. We'll see how that goes.
All right, okay. Thank you very much. That's Cornelius bringing us all of the action from a pub showing some football. And we'll keep updated with him as the afternoon wears on. Also to come, of course, normal service as we go. Paul Rossmaster will be happening. That's the quiz about the full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. We'll be bringing you that, but after the final whistle, so even if you are football interested, then you won't miss that, because that'll be happening at about quarter to four. However, I jest, because later we are allowed to bring you some commentary from the actual game. We can dip in and out of it. We'll be doing that as the afternoon goes on. But normal service as well. Work experience punditry, are we doing that? Do you want to do that now?
Let's do that now, okay. John.
Rue is with us. He is our work experience pundit. Today it's geeky, gadgety stuff. So, work experience punditry works a little bit like this. We road test the next generation of pundits, no offence, critics and broadcasters, and do it with work experience people, which means that we don't have to pay them. That's, I'll be honest, the main reason for doing it. Today, Thursday, geeky, gadgety stuff. Here's Rue.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, Rue. You?
Oh, I'm not bad. You know, all this football's putting me in the mood to lob a plastic chair at someone.
Well, you know, pick anyone around here that you like. My advice would be ask Prodcast.
Well, there's not an app for that. You see, if we bring it around into
gadget, the technical.
Yeah, so it has to be.
Before we do this, have we pulled you away from the ball hoofing? Are you interested?
Well, it's on.
Well, yes, I know it's on. But, I mean, are you interested in it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Only whenever England plays.
Yes.
I'm not really interested in the rest. I mean, it just goes on and on and on forever.
I'm with you on that. I'm the same. I only care, even a little bit, when it's something like this. But we've got a radio programme to do. No one's listening. What geeky, gadgety stuff do you have?
Well, quite interesting. Well, I don't know, actually, if interesting's the word. But the Phoenix Smart Toothbrush will film inside your mouth. Yes.
Yes. I like that the nation is simply concerned with whether the dragons are going to destroy the St. George's. And we're talking about a toothbrush that can film inside your mouth. It's a refreshing alternative.
Well, does it not upset you? It seems a little unnecessary, doesn't it? I mean, the idea, apparently, according to Envy, is that it's to improve your brushing efficiency, by showing you a live stream of the inside of your mouth through your phone. As you're cleaning. And if you see something a little untoward, you can take a picture of it and then send it to your dentist.
I mean, this is stupid.
But a dentist, his job is to look at these things in real life.
And what sort of dentist is going to, working in the middle of the night by some drunk bloke or woman, cleaning their teeth, going, oh, I don't want to look at that, and then I'll just text that to the dentist.
Oh, well, I don't know. You could always. It's awful to be a dentist now, isn't it?
And also, what?
It's going to be awful to be a dentist.
Oh, you don't want to be a dentist?
No.
It's bad enough you spend all day looking into people's mouths that are all manky.
Imagine the smells as well. That's why they wear the masks.
That wouldn't translate in a picture, though, would it, Rudy? You haven't thought. For a technology expert, you haven't really thought that.
No, so that improves a dentist's life there from the off. And if really wanted to add to the experience for a dentist, you could always print these images out and just pop them inside a greetings card for them. So that, you know, you've still got the human interaction as opposed to the.
Yes, I suppose you do. You do have a point, yes. But I think it's a system that's open to abuse, because if you've got something that you could put in something that then films it. I think you see where I'm going with this. I think that
have you ever put 400 quid in your mouth before?
I'm not going to answer that question. but do you see what I mean? That could be misused. I mean, that toothbrush may not be used as a toothbrush, if you see what I'm saying.
What, you mean you'd take it on holiday and family snaps and things?
No.
I mean, it's not the proper job for the toothbrush.
No.
I can't possibly imagine what you're referring to. Selfies and...
In a way.
Yes, it would add a new meaning to the word, wouldn't it?
Yes. I mean, yes. Anyway, I'm just saying it's... I don't know. Would one want to look closely into one's own mouth? I don't think one would.
No. It's not very picturesque in there.
Did you say £400?
$400, sorry. Dollars, okay. So it'll be cheaper this end, but still a bit much, considering... It's completely unnecessary.
It is utterly.
Have you ever been brushing your teeth?
Well, I suppose if you've got a, if you maybe, because sometimes you've got a pain in a gum or something,
you go to the dentist.
You're trying to look at it in the mirror, aren't you? You do that. You look at it. So I suppose it would. If you could just shove in a camera, I suppose you could do that.
You might do it more harm.
But
if this is a chunky device and you're smashing it into your delicate gums there.
Well, I think we'll leave that conversation there.
Yeah.
Good. Stay with us, Room.
Yes.
And I've got to interrupt you, and I'm making no apology for it.
It's the football's on.
Because, well, yeah, there is football, and contractually, we are allowed to take certain live streams. We can't stream the whole football match, but we are allowed to take bits of it. We've just been told we can go over live now to where England are playing Wales.
England still carrying the game to Wales, but still no score. Hurst. Oh, it's deflected. Oh, it's a lucky one for Hurst, but it's a goal.
It's gone! Goal!
So, 30 minutes gone.
Oh,
and
flown by.
Hurst puts England into the lead. It's Charlton. Peters to Hunt. England piling the pressure on now. Styles. Two. Scored by Jeff Hurst. Hurst, a magnificent header of the ball. He's showed us that in the World Cup more than once. So that is not a hat-trick for Hurst. Ron Davis to Reese. Now what about the lob forward for Wyn Davis? There he is, number 9, and a goal. England still carrying the game to Wales, but still no score. Hurst. But it's a goal. So 30 minutes gone, and Hurst puts England into the lead. It's Charlton. Peters to Hunt. England piling the pressure on now. Styles. Two. Scored by Jeff Hurst. Hurst, a magnificent magnificent header of the ball. He's shown us that in the World Cup more than once. Offside. Offside. So that is not a hat-trick for Hurst. Ron Davis to Rees. Now what about the lob forward for Wyn Davis? That is number nine and a goal. ...36 minutes. Wyn Davis recently sold for £80,000 from Bolton to Newcastle has scored one for Wales. There's more. Peters has been lurking over on the far left wing for about a minute and a half. Now Bobby Charlton, maybe a right-footed shot. A goal. Bobby Charlton has done it.
And there is live commentary from England versus Wales. We'll be dipping in and out of that match as the afternoon progresses, of course, here on Talk Radio. We'll continue with Work Experience Punditry next. Ruse with us. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's 2:17. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't forget it's Father's Day this weekend. It's easily sorted with the great deals at B&Q. I got mine a Stanley Mobile Workshop, just £20. A great gift at a great price for a great dad.
Get to B&Q this Father's Day weekend and let's create more for less. Offer ends 30th of June. Was £28. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Buy Michelin Cross Climate Tyres at blackcircles.com to help you cope with whatever the British weather throws at you.
I bought 4 Michelin Cross Climate Tyres and got 2 years free tyre roadside assistance for extra peace of mind.
Great value, and earn Tesco Club Card points on Michelin Cross Climate Tyres for all year round motoring. blackcircles.com. With over 2,000 fitting centres across the UK, just visit blackcircles.com to click, fit and save.
This year, Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Visit armedforcesday.org.uk.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound delays on the M11 in Essex. A lane closed, a broken down lorry between Junction 8, Bishop Stortford and Junction 9, the Saffron Walden turn. M4 in South Wales, eastbound, two lanes blocked, an accident at Junction 34 for Miskin with delays. And on the Severn Bridge, the M48, there's a broken down lorry, so a lane closed on the westbound side as you head into Wales. Northbound M6 in Cheshire, a broken down vehicle through the roadworks near 19 at Knutsford. Queues back towards Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. I'm Dave Stanford.
Love your music, love your colour. The Skoda Fabia, now available with 2.9% APR representative finance and £1,500 towards your deposit. Plus, get an extra £500 when you order before 30th of June. The Skoda Fabia. Mix it your way. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio at 20 past two, and we will be, as you know, dipping in and out of that England and Wales match as the afternoon and indeed the game wears on. We've also got live commentary from a pub about the pub rather than the football. But it's there's more work experience punditry afoot. Today it comes courtesy of Rue, who is here with geeky, gadgety stuff. Already we have spaked of a foolish idea, which is a toothbrush with a camera built into it, so you can take photographs of the inside of your own gob and send any horror show therein directly to your dentist. A system that could well be abused by people, shall we say, experimenting shortly before a trip to A&E. So, Rue, what else do you have in your arsenal? Arsenal of gadgets.
Yes, well, if you were a pregnant Korean lady, you'd love this one.
Well, we are big on that demographic. So,
well, beacons are making it easier for people in Korea to know when there's a pregnant lady on the train with them so that they can stand up and offer their seat rather than having the awkward, is she just
fat?
Large.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Conversation.
Yes.
So it's a collaboration between Busan City and Dai Hong, I think. I mean, I might have the pronunciation wrong there. Yeah. Korean PR company. So yeah, it's two parts. You've got a small beacon that the ladies carry around with them and light up signs on the trains. So when a lady with the beacon gets on the train, the sign lights up, everybody stands, and if anything, that's more awkward than it would have been without the beacon.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, this is not a... Because you're right, there are awkward moments.
Yeah.
When you think, is she, or is that pie?
Also, ladies, you know, sometimes they're quite happy standing. They don't want to be pandered to that way, do they?
No.
That's not me advocating never give up your seat or anything like that.
No, we'd never do that, of course. But so she carries a...
What's a beacon?
Yes.
It does sound a bit science fiction, doesn't it? I think it's literally just sort of a little...
Like a chip.
Yeah, like a chip, like maybe a USB or something, or... That you keep, I don't know, what's wrong with just a badge that says, hello, I'm pregnant?
Yes.
Like the old-fashioned kind of style.
Baby on board.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Hello, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Like those little name badge things. That'd be fine.
Well, you know, and this is in Korea.
At the moment, yes.
Why have the Koreans come up? Why?
Well, because I suppose they're a bit more creative than us. The interesting thing is that the battery only lasts 6 months. But if I... If I'm right, a baby takes 9 months, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. However, the first 3 months pass by relatively...
Smoothly.
And it
you've
only
still
after
got to be
that,
careful, then.
You've got to be careful, certainly, but only after that would it start to take toll on one's standing abilities. So only after 3 months could you then start pressing your beacon.
I don't think you have to press it. I just think it happens all on its own. You mean a bit like Hive, where you can set it to switch off your house... lights when you're,
can I,
yeah,
your phone.
When you're in a certain location.
Can I operate a pregnant woman from a distance?
I don't think so.
I mean, well,
but you hack into her beacon.
Yes,
and
in many ways, which started the problem in the first place. If one were to hack into someone's beacon,
I think the security measures might be quite advanced. Although there could be all kinds of practical jokes there.
Well, exactly. If your other half was pregnant. You could borrow the beacon and cause train havoc. I mean,
and also, if the technology were to get into the wrong hands, it could be used for purposes of discrimination, saying, "Oh dear, there's a type of person here we don't like on our train. Everybody, get your baseball bats out and let's get them off." It's quite dangerous technology, you could argue.
Yes.
They were forcibly injected into people, these beacons,
like the Fantastic Voyage. Remember that?
No.
It's a film
Fantastic Voyage.
I think Raquel Welch was in it and Donald Pleasance, and they got shrunked down. They're in a spaceship that got shrunked down.
Okay.
And they got injected into a. It wasn't a pregnant Korean lady, just a person. and and did an inside tour of the body, fighting off blood cells and so on and so forth. I'll be honest with you, if that had been me, though, and I was the captain of that ship rather than whoever was, Donald Pleasance or something, I'd have gone straight for, you know, just have a look, wouldn't you?
The beacon.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd save that for the end, surely.
Well, you've got
a big finish.
You've got to have an egress point, I suppose. This conversation's taken a turn.
If you're a pregnant lady,
yes.
Korean or otherwise,
yes.
on a train, and
yes.
you don't have one of these beacons,
yes.
then what? When this becomes the trend, are people just going to assume you're a liar?
You could, if you just wanted to sit down, yes, you could. Because, you know, we all commute. And so, if you did have a beacon, and you just walked onto it, everyone would stand up. But before they realised it was you, and not a pregnant Korean lady, you could just get a seat, couldn't you?
You could.
And no one would know it was you, because the beacon would be hidden about your person or injected into your bloodstream, as previously discussed.
But I think if people are anticipating a pregnant Korean lady to occupy their seat, and then you sit in it, there'd be outrage.
Yeah, but they wouldn't necessarily know that I was the perpetrator of the business, would they? Because
but you're taking advantage here of a situation. You know, a Korean lady deserves the seat. This is bizarre, isn't it? Is everybody just standing around waiting for Korean ladies? What if the lights just stay on? It's a strange idea.
Have you got anything else?
Yes, I do.
Great.
You might have heard. Microsoft have acquired LinkedIn. Are we lovers of LinkedIn here?
Ugh. I'm not on LinkedIn and never have been on LinkedIn, so I can't understand why I keep getting messages from LinkedIn saying...
Oh, that's interesting.
Saying so-and-so wants to meet you on... link up with you on LinkedIn.
Yeah. It's because it sort of hacks into your phone book and stuff, unless you untick a box, which they make it very difficult to find.
Yes.
And emails everybody you know.
Yeah.
Announcing that you've joined LinkedIn and that...
But I haven't joined LinkedIn.
No, not you. Oh. It wants you to join LinkedIn.
What they should do, because LinkedIn... I mean, LinkedIn's just a bit, isn't it? So there should be a beacon that alerts you when someone on LinkedIn comes onto your train. And then you can just turn your back on them and just don't link up with them at all.
I was going to say it could be the reverse of that. It could encourage communication. These beacons seem to be avoiding people talking. We seem to be silently on all these apps and looking at beacons and just trying to avoid a little chat. What's wrong with that? This is what we're doing now. We love it. If this was all done by beacons and robots, where would we be?
I mean, that's very philosophical, but also a point. Yes. No, I think anyone on LinkedIn should carry a beacon warning you that they're the sort of person that's on LinkedIn.
Well, there might not be any more, because if it goes the way of Nokia... Yeah. Microsoft acquired Nokia, now look at Nokia. It's nowhere to be seen. They've spent $18 billion on LinkedIn. So if they don't do that very well, they've lost a lot of money, and I'm not sure they'll be acquiring anything else.
Right. Good. So that's a sweep, isn't it? That's toothbrushes that can see into your mouth.
Yep.
Pregnant Korean ladies.
Yep. Beacons.
And LinkedIn. I mean, what other radio... I mean, yeah, there might be football on, but I think we all know... where the magical gold is lying this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Ruth, thank you very much for bringing in your geeky, gadgety stuff.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can go watch football now, it's fine. That's Ruth here, geeky, gadgety stuff. You're listening to Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Labour MP Joe Cox has been shot and injured in an attack in her constituency near Leeds. Sources in the party say the 41-year-old mother is in a critical condition. Hitham Ben Abdullah was nearby when it happened.
He fired the first shot. Then, you know, I ran away from it as everybody else did. Inside, and all of a sudden we heard the second shot. We went on the scene. All I can see is at first I didn't recognise her, that she was Joe. A lady was on the floor, her face bleeding.
In the last few minutes, Egyptian authorities say the cockpit voice recorder of the Egypt Air flight that crashed in the Mediterranean has been found and pulled from the sea. The jet, which was travelling from Paris to Cairo, disappeared almost a month ago with 66 people on board. Sir Cliff Richard says he wants a complete review of police procedures after being told he'll face no further action over allegations of historical sexual abuse. The 75-year-old was identified without ever being arrested or charged after his Berkshire home was raided.
raided by South Yorkshire Police last summer. The Bank of England has escalated its warnings about the UK voting to leave the European Union. The bank says an outvote could harm the global economy. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage is defending a UKIP poster showing a queue of migrants entering Europe after it was likened on Twitter to Nazi propaganda. It features the words "breaking point" above a crowd of people fleeing Syria, urging people to vote to leave the EU. The weather: heavy thundery showers developing again across much of England and Wales. Cooler and cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with further outbreaks of rain. Highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you.
It's all right.
Great. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come, a diversity paper review. Paul Rossmaster and, yes, live commentary from and about a pub that happens to be showing the football, as our commentator Cornelius brings us all the updates of what people are drinking. That's still to come on the programme.
Jerry.
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just gone half two, and we can go over now live to the pub. There's a pub down the road, just round the corner from Talk Radio. It's called the Wellington. It's a Fuller's pub, and your commentator on all the action in that pub is Cornelius.
Yes, John, we've just seen an excellent pass here. A drunken football fan asked a young girl behind the bar what time she finishes, and her reply was at 7 when my boyfriend will pick me up. Absolutely clinical. She dealt with it well. They'll need to keep up this defence today. The punter will be disappointed not to score.
Okay, Cornelius, what? Give us a sense of, I mean, there's not much happening so far in the pub, am I right? I mean, it's still early doors, to use a footballing term, I think.
Absolutely, John. We're nowhere near the end of the day here. A very mixed team out on the pub floor today. Hipsters, city lads, and one man who I think is possibly homeless, trying to keep warm.
Tell us a little bit more about how the formation's working. I mean, we talked earlier, the barman, the manager of the pub, had set up a 4-4-2 formation. You said four bar people down one end, four down the other, two glass collectors, sort of, I suppose, moving around the pub. Is that working out now? I mean, there were problems earlier.
Very slow service at the bar, John, but the glass collectors are doing an absolutely perfect job of sweeping the tables. Absolutely no remnants of empty pints here.
Okay, have you got any...
Oh, John, absolutely so close. A man thought he was going to get served at the bar. He's been waiting for ages, but he accidentally went to someone who was next to him, who's just walked up to the bar. He'll be disappointed not to get served there.
Okay, thank you, Cornelius. Obviously, things are hotting up in the pub. Thank you. That's Cornelius. He's our commentator down there this afternoon. It's 25-3. What we've just learned, by the way, and this has just come in as a fact, is that... Because we were thinking, looking out there, the office appears to be very quiet.
There's nobody there, John.
I mean, I know I said no one was listening to this because, you know, they're not. But literally, the whole office. I mean, we're sitting here doing this.
Hello? Anyone?
And the office have all gone downstairs to watch some football on a big screen. Where, wait for it, they've got beer and pizza and stuff.
Pizza?
Yes.
Why are we being punished for being the only ones doing our jobs right now? We're getting none of the benefits here.
Right, okay, here's what we're going to do. Cass.
Oh, I want some pizza.
Asprod Cass is through the glass.
What?
All right, little ray of sunshine.
What?
What I'm going to do, can you go downstairs to where the office has all gone?
Mm.
Two floors below us.
Mm.
And get us some pizza.
Why don't you go?
Well, I'm on the radio.
You're not really doing anything.
She makes a good point. Today.
She does, yeah. But go and get some pizza.
Right.
And some drink.
They've got Prosecco, I've just seen.
I am not your maid.
Sorry? I don't understand. Don't swear in French.
Right, yeah.
Don't swear in French.
Pizza, beer.
Prosecco. Prosecco. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because we love your contributions. Do it on your phone so we can hear your progress.
What?
Go on.
Steal some pizza from the football people.
Go and explain that we're up here doing our job, unlike them.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'll speak to you on the phone when you're down there with them.
Oh, God, I hate you so much.
I know. So if you dial Cassie's phone now, then we'll get her on the phone. Just waiting for... Are you there, Cass?
Yeah, I'm just leaving the studio.
Excellent. Good. Right. Is there really no one in the office? Is it just empty?
Victoria's there.
Oh, she doesn't count.
Writing her news.
Well, she's working.
Well, yeah. But no, nothing else. Nobody else. It's quite a big open plan office, isn't it?
Well, there's one or two people working, but I say working, the sat at the desk watching the football.
All right. So if you go down the stairs, only just two flights, you know, so why don't you, why don't you bring us some of your happy demeanour while you're going down there, sing a little tune or something nice.
Oh, do you know what would make me really happy?
Mick, what?
Seeing you in your little ventriloquist dummy jacket.
Right, so what happened earlier was I arrived in a jacket today.
Right.
Like just a suit
like
jacket.
A suit's jacket.
Yeah, right. That's all. Which Cass insists makes me look like a ventriloquist dummy. Anyway, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm downstairs.
Right, who's in there?
Everyone.
Right, well, yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of us up there remaining.
Hi, Ben.
Right. Cass,
yes. Just
get a couple of pizzas and some beer and stuff. What pizzas are there, Cass?
Pepperoni. Meaty.
Yeah, get.
Is there anything with chicken on it?
You can't really tell
because
it's all flabbergasted
and stuff. Can't really hear her, to be honest. Cass, just get two pizzas.
Right.
And lots of beer.
Right. There's a bucket.
Yeah, bring the bucket. Great.
Right. Heavy.
Just come on.
Hang on.
I mean, I can't normally understand her anyway because she's northern, but now I can't hear a thing. So.
It's wet. Oh, God, my jumper's wet now.
Never mind. Right, OK, Cass, bring things. That's the message.
Yeah.
Good. All right, it's Tour Radio. We'll go some adverts, because then Cass will be back with some, you know, stuff afterwards. We've got a diversity pay-per-view on the way. The news in haikus. Mm. The big debate at 3 o'clock. And, of course, we'll bring you... we'll dip in and out of the match and bring you live commentary from the pub about all the action of the pub. It's just shambolic this afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, the old thing, mate.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
No one right, Chloe will press a button now and some adverts will happen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Calling all plumbers in Bath, hairdressers in Barnet and personal trainers in Slackbottom. Take your career up a gear with Just the Job on Talk Radio in association with adview.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast every Monday morning from 6 and get expert advice on the UK job market from the adview.co.uk jobs guru. Plus, learn top tips for setting up bespoke vacancy alerts so you'll never miss out on your dream role again. Just the Job on Talk Radio with adview.co.uk. Thousands of jobs in your area.
Everyone's a winner this week at TradePoint. We've got thousands of prizes to give away to help you enjoy the football in style. From smart TVs, official shirts and Carlsberg vouchers to the ultimate football party bundle. Make a purchase at your local TradePoint counter before Sunday 19th of June for your chance to win. Trade only.
Football has its fair share of millionaires, and now you could get a slice of the action thanks to Papa John's Pizza. We're signing up an army of fans ahead of the football this summer, and if a million fans register, someone could win €1 million. Sign up now at amillionfans.com and tell everyone you know, because we need a million fans to make someone a Euro millionaire. Visit amillionfans.com today. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza.
18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Citroën Simply Drive, you can get a brand new Citroën with 3 years insurance, servicing, car tax, warranty and breakdown cover for one monthly payment. It's so simple, we wouldn't want you to get bored. So, I'll do the legal blurb in the style of a pirate in touch with his feminine side.
Terms, conditions and excess mileage charges apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited, Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën Simply Drive. As simple as it sounds.
Citroën.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound delays on the M11 in Essex. A lane closed, a broken down lorry between Junction 8, Bishop Stortford and Junction 9, the Saffron Walden turn. M4 in South Wales, eastbound, two lanes blocked. An accident at Junction 34 for Miskin with delays. And on the Severn Bridge, the M48, there's a broken down lorry, so a lane closed on the westbound side as you head into Wales. Northbound M6 in Cheshire, a broken down vehicle through the roadworks near 19 at Knutsford. Queues back towards Junction 18, Middlewich and Holmes Chapel. I'm Dave Stanford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. And I am John Holmes. And as promised, we can bring you live commentary. We can't bring you the whole game between Wales and England this afternoon. We're not allowed to do that. But what we are allowed to do is to dip in and out of it as it's happening. We heard the kickoff earlier, or just several minutes into the kickoff. We rejoin the game, England versus Wales, live in Euro 16 in France.
Three Queen's Park Rangers players on this side and two players from Ipswich. David Johnson of Ipswich, the only new cap of the team, playing his first full international. He's had to wait a long time for it, and in fact his first full match for several weeks because he's injured and missed the closing stages of the season for his club. Another Welsh side, and manager Mike Smith has got two changes there. Arfon Griffiths, now 33, from Wrexham, takes over the number 7 spot. Terry Yorath isn't available. Terry Yorath, the Welsh captain, who's being saved for the Leeds match next week. But Terry Yorath is watching on the bench. And at number 9, David Smallman of Everton, formerly of Wrexham, who wears the shirt that was worn on Saturday by Gil Reese. Todd found his man while Francis withdrew. Gillard linking on the outside. Viljard streaking through. His first goal within 10 minutes of the start. Johnson gets a vital goal for England. The trouble all developed on the left. The ball played through with precision by Colin Todd to the inch to Francis. Francis scored. Gillard on the outside. Viljard made an intelligent run and nobody could hold the cross, and Johnson with the simplest job in the world. Shannon, behind him Roberts. And Shannon's strong enough to take even Roberts. He's got Thomas outside, but going in alone. Davis in just the right spot because he was unsighted by a defender. Alan Ball's given nearly everything short so far. That's Todd. Johnson. Phillips to Griffiths, and Ball quickly in. Number 8, Shannon. Ball. Good ball too. Viljard. Johnson. Fine build-up. It was right through to Watson. And the goalkeeper went for that and missed it. Watson had taken up the position we've seen him in so many times.
And there you have it, live commentary from England versus Wales in the stadium in France, part of Euro 2016. We can't bring you the whole match, but of course we are dipping in and out of it as much as we're allowed to, and that's the action as it currently exists with England 1-0 up. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, 2:45. Time for the diversity paper review. When you said that, that was actually on the radio. See when that red light's on.
First time we're over here.
Yeah, fine, all right. It's all right, no one's listening, no one's listening. No one listens to this. It's all radio in the afternoons. The voice you heard there going, how do I turn this down? Was that of Lou, who is a diversity paper. There's a button down the side, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah, good, good. Right, so anyway, diversity paper, it's yeah, when the red light's on. Yeah, yeah, good. Diversity paper review works like this. It's, well, it's like any old paper review. Broadcasting is full of paper reviews, let's be honest. It's full of people reviewing papers. It's its bread and butter. It's raison d'etre. However, because we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting worldwide, our paper reviews are done by a different diversity each day. On Monday, it was Mark, who is a brown one. On Tuesday, it was Johnny, who is a Jew. Lou's here, she's new! Which diversity are you?
I am third generation Black British Caribbean.
Excellent, and you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very well. So, yeah, your first time doing it. So,
it is my first time.
How excellent. So, well, what have you got in the papers, Lou?
Well, today in the Mirror we have quite a nice story, I think, actually.
Go on.
With Prince William. He's on the front cover of Attitude magazine, which is a gay magazine.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, he's kind of, I suppose, like breaking boundaries. He's the first royal to appear on a gay magazine, and he thinks it's very important.
Is he, and I don't know, is he the first, because as far as we know, he's straight, right?
Yeah.
The royal family have a history of all manner of things.
All manner of things.
You know, but I don't know, is he the first straight person to feature on a gay magazine, or is that, I don't know.
Oh, and first straight person.
I don't think he is. I think it's, they do actors and all sorts, don't they?
Yeah, no. I think Obama's been on a couple of gay magazines.
Has he really?
Yeah, he has. Okay. But William is the first royal.
All right, so that's why it's news.
That's why it's news,
And is there an interview with him? I mean, what's the...
He's given it's a very short interview, but he's kind of said, you know, that at the end of the day that everyone should be very much proud of who they are as a person. And he's talked about bullying, homophobic bullying.
Yes.
And he's talked about that quite passionately. And I think it's just really, it's really, really nice, you know.
What does he know of homophobic bullying?
This is also one of the things I think is quite interesting as well. Obviously, he is a heterosexual royal white man.
Yes.
And so some could criticise him.
He's not really. Yes. Some would say his experiences wouldn't
quite
chime.
Limited.
Yes. With your everyday person.
It is, of course. But I think it is quite important because, you know, living in somewhere like London, which is very multicultural, very open, but the rest of Britain isn't quite like that as well. And I think for him as a royal to be on the front cover and to be talking about it in the newspapers can actually, might actually help change certain people's opinions. Even though I do believe that obviously it should be someone who is from the gay community that does that. But I do understand the importance of it though.
Yes, no, I think you're right. I think it's a good thing for the royal family to be seen to be doing, because the royal family, as we know, are let's say are often accused of being out of touch and often give off that vibe.
Yes,
and
very much so.
I think that it kind of, accepting is the wrong word, but it's like it. Well, A, it's timely because of what happened in Orlando, I suppose.
Of course.
But B, it's. It what it does is, and this is a very good thing, is it gives, it's Attitude magazine, right?
Yeah.
You know, it gives them a national platform because it's now news, and I think that's, you know, it's good marketing for them.
Exactly, it's brilliant. Where people might not have known about Attitude magazine before, you know, it's they do now. And I suppose, and one of the things he has spoken about as well is giving certain people confidence as well to kind of speak up about who they are and like I said, be proud of who they are. So I think that's quite nice.
Yeah. I would have to say, I would have expected Prince Edward. So what else?
What else we've got? Well, we've got James Corden once again on his road tripping. He often quite makes news for the various celebrities that he has on his show. But this time he is sat in his car, butt naked with Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I find hilarious. Of all things, to have James Corden sat there doing karaoke with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, of course, we are used to seeing in the naked, aren't we?
We are.
For they, you know, they have been pictured before wearing just socks.
Yep.
For their modesty, it's fair to say. So, but and let's also be honest, the Red Hot Chili Peppers clearly work out.
Yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, I don't want to start body shaming here, but... Yeah, you know, they are in shape. They are very much in shape.
James Corden is a shape.
Of some sort.
Yes, but it's not body shaming. And you know why? Because this is the good thing again. It's that he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
And I don't know James Corden very well, but I've known him a bit. I've met him before. And what I do admire about James Corden is he's gone to Hollywood, home of, you know, you must look perfect and all that sort of stuff, and kind of gone straight through that with, no, I'm a fat bloke from England, deal with it. And I like that. He hasn't gone down that personal training, gone, no, this is who I am. And I think that's contributed to his success, haven't you?
No, of course. Yeah, of course, so much, because it's endearing. He's, I suppose, then seen as a bit harmless, I guess. And the Americans do love a funny Brit as well.
Yes.
They really do. I don't know, what do you think? Do you think this would work over here as much, though? Because I feel like his comedy over here is kind of split as to how much people like him as much over here, but in America they really, really lap him up.
Well, it's because we don't like success.
This is very true.
This is true.
This is very true.
And in Britain, of course, if someone is successful like James Corden, we automatically hate them for that reason. It's not a problem I have to worry about, because I'm largely unsuccessful, Lou, as you realise. So it's not anything that's ever going to... It's just not troubled me. But I think it's... You know, it takes balls, if you'll pardon the nudie expression, to get into a car with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, also naked, full of pecs and abs.
Yeah, very much so.
One question, why are they nude?
I don't really know, actually.
Whose idea was it?
I've got a feeling this was James's idea, if I'm honest. And, you know, he's in the, like you said before, Red Hot Chili Peppers are not adverse to stripping off at all. So I feel like he suggested it and they were like, yeah, why not?
Well, here's the thing you may not have realised. Before you arrived today here in Talk Radio, we share a building with Virgin Radio, our sister station. Red Hot Chili Peppers were in there this morning.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. Not all of them. Some chili pepper. They weren't naked.
They weren't naked.
No.
But if I showed up and I asked them to get naked, I feel like they might do for me.
No. Well, possibly. Yeah. It's interesting you mention that, because regular listeners will know that our other diversity pay-per-view, one of them, Zena, who was in yesterday.
Love Zena.
Yeah, she was in yesterday, and because she went on a nude date with Cornelius, who works on the show.
Brilliant.
Is Cornelius still on the? Is Cornelius still listening? Is he?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is.
Hi, Cornelius.
Tracy Dave frantically typing on my talkback saying, "Con, they're coming to you."
Cornelius is Cornelius is live in a pub, as you may well be aware, commentating on the pub for us this afternoon. But I thought I'd bring you in here, Cornelius, just
Hi.
Because obviously we were talking about Zena and the naked restaurant.
You're lucky it's half time.
And you went off to see. To see Zena naked on a date, and she was in yesterday and you weren't, and she told us how she'd seen your little Cornelius.
Yeah, two secs. Oi, work experience Miles has just gone to the pub, so go get a pint. Sorry, Ben's just turned up.
Okay.
What's that? So I went to the nude restaurant. What of it?
Well, no, Zena was in yesterday, telling us a little bit about little Cornelius that she accidentally saw across the table.
Accident's a strong word.
Yeah. Oh, he's gone. Oh, no, he's there.
No, I'm back.
Okay, fine. But interestingly, we asked her to describe your penis, and the word she used, Cornelius, was just this. Pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
Well, weirdly, that is how the pop star Pink got her name, Pink. It's a bit of trivia there.
What, by hanging limply out of your trousers?
No. No, someone saw
like
her...
Like a tiny creature nestling...
Where's tiny coming from?
Nestling for hibernation.
Shut up.
Okay. That's Cornelius. He's live in the pub. Cornelius, very quickly, give us an update.
Yes, John, half-time now. A good first half, but it was always going to be a pint of two halves. Bit of stalemate at the bar. Work experience Miles has been at the bar for a number of minutes now. He's glanced down the bar. It was a great look across, but he could get no one there. He'll have to keep patient and keep a clear head.
Yep.
He needs to get served, or it could cost him his work experience.
Right. Any of the people in the bar willing to talk to us at all this afternoon?
I don't think so. I mean, there's
okay, fine.
People
don't worry about it, then.
Have moved away from me shouting into a microphone while the football's on.
Understandable. Cornelius there with all the action live from, not football action, but action from the pub. The football is being shown in. It's the Wellington, it's the Fuller's pub just around the corner from Talk Radio. Cornelius, thank you. We'll be going back to him for more pub action as the afternoon wears on. Lou's with us. She's doing the diversity paper review. One final thing?
I've got one thing. I've got Nadja from Bake Off. This is another I think it's quite a nice story as well, because I absolutely love Nadja Hussain. She's amazing. And you might remember her for winning the Great British Bake Off.
That's right. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I'm aware of her work.
Oh, you have to. She was absolutely fantastic. Me and Kaz were talking about how we felt. Like we saw her progression.
As broadcast through the glass.
Yeah.
What, was having a human normal conversation?
I know, right?
What, like with smiles?
With smiles and feeling and emotion.
I don't believe that.
That's not Cass. You're talking to someone else.
Yeah.
Who's stolen Cass's body?
Yeah.
Cass is amazing. We love Cass. No, just me.
Okay.
I'm your biggest fan.
No, those are not the views of this show.
Well, Nadja was talking, she spoke to the Metro about how Bake Off actually helped to kind of banish her panic disorder. And she used to be a bag of nerves before.
Right.
And actually focusing her energy into something, one thing, really, really helped her. And I just love the fact that she's come out and spoke about this, because obviously, you know, a lot of people in Britain do suffer from anxieties and panic attacks and that. And she is, I like to say, I don't know if this is a bit of an overstatement, but I like to say she's kind of started to become a bit of, you know, kind of like the mother of Britain in a way, you know, with Bake Off. Everyone loves to see her, and I just love the fact that she's come out and spoken about that.
It is good. I suppose you're right, when people are in the public eye,
yeah,
as she now is, and they get to a position where actually they could have an influence. It goes back to your Prince William thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Where, you know, if you're in a position to do something that might help other people, then you should. Which is why we broadcast every day.
You're out there.
Which is why we do it. You know, we do it for love. We do it for beer that we've nicked from downstairs.
Oh, I didn't get any beer.
Did you not?
No.
Well, no. Cass isn't so nice now, is she? Because she was in charge of getting it.
Oh, Cass, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
I thought we were friends.
That. This is what she does. She lures you in with that, and then she just stabs you in the heart.
I only had two hands. I didn't get any.
Chloe didn't get any either, see?
Wow.
There you go.
I'm starting to see what you mean about Cass now.
Thank you, Lou. Yeah, welcome to the family. And you'll soon see how it works around here. That is Lou. Thanks very much, Lou, doing our diversity paper review today. It's the big debate next at 3 o'clock. Paul Ross, Master Till, to come before 4 o'clock. We will be dipping out, in and out, of course, of the England-Wales match, as we have been, plus live commentary from a pub about the pub that it's being shown in. It's Talk Radio, Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The sun's shining and the football's on. You've just checked the barbecue and realised that you remembered to clean it last time you used it. Result. And here's another one. At Asda, you can get a 20-pack of Strongbow Fosters or Stella for just £10 each. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and subject to availability. Max 6 per customer. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on a 3-metre length of 110mm Hunter underground pipe for only £4.99, excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
It was 1965, and having failed to reach the bank in time to withdraw his money, John Adrian Shepherd went home and ran himself a bath. It was there, while lying in frustration and foam, that he invented the cash machine. Now that's smart. At Valence, we like thinking that really improves lives, which is why we've created new Green IQ smart heating. It combines our greenest technology with groundbreaking performance. Do something smart for yourself. Visit valenceiq.co.uk.
Euro 2016. Goal-scoring legends, red card villains, and returning champions. 10bet, premium sports betting. Over 22,000 live events every month. Hundreds of in-play and fast markets. Feel the excitement. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
5-0 levels of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends tomorrow. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do. 12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is, yeah. It's 1 minute past three. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a man's been arrested after an attack on the MP Joe Cox. Sir Cliff is cleared of sex offences, and a UKIP poster is compared to Nazi propaganda.
Talk Radio.
A 52-year-old man has been arrested after the MP Joe Cox was shot near Leeds. One witness claims they heard shouts of Britain first before the attack this afternoon near a library in Birstall. Police say the 41-year-old mother is in a critical condition while another man has also been hurt. Hitham Ben Abdullah, who was nearby when it happened, says people tried to help.
I could see somebody, he's the owner of a dry cleaner shop. He was the hero of the scene. He absolutely jostled with him and everything. And all of a sudden, this guy pulled the gun.
Jeremy Corbyn says he's utterly shocked and the thoughts of the Labour Party are with her and her family at this time. MP Mike Gapes said she'd been outspoken about helping Syrian refugees since she came into office.
She's been calling for humanitarian corridors and criticising the international community for not doing enough to help. Her background in international development before she came into Parliament. And she's a really effective and good Member of Parliament. And I'm really shocked by this news. I just hope that she comes through this okay.
Both Vote Leave and Remain have suspended campaigning after the attack this afternoon. Egyptian investigators say they found the cockpit voice recorder from the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean last month. Search teams had to salvage the so-called black box over several stages as it was damaged, but they've been able to recover the memory units. The jet vanished from radar with 66 people on board almost a month ago. Sir Cliff Richard says he's thrilled no further action will be taken over allegations of historical sexual abuse. South Yorkshire Police has apologised to the veteran entertainer who's called the accusations vile. Former Radio 1 DJ Mike Reed, who's a friend of Sir Cliff's, has told Talk Radio it's been a long time to close the investigation.
I think his question is, why has it dragged out so long? Why has the paperwork taken so long? And why do they never answer questions? I mean, I think that's the problem for him. I mean, you'll never get that day back in your life. You'll never get the 2 years back, and it will take a while for him to get back up there.
The Bank of England has warned it's increasingly probable that a vote to leave the EU would send the pound plummeting. The comments were made in a meeting about interest rates, which have been kept on hold this lunchtime for another month. And Nigel Farage is defending a UKIP poster, which had been compared to Nazi propaganda. It shows the words "breaking point" above a crowd of people from fleeing Syria while urging people to vote to leave the European Union.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy thundery showers developing again across much of England and Wales. Cool and cloudy across Scotland and Northern Ireland with further outbreaks of rain. Highs of 19 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much. You're listening to Talk Radio. And Ben has the sport live from the pub down the road where he's got the sport live from. Ben's got the sport live from the pub down the road. Hello, Ben.
Hello there. I'm Ben Fletcher indeed.
Hi,
live
Ben.
From the Wellington pub in London. In Ben. The big game at Euro 2016 between England and Wales, Gareth Bale has been the difference.
He runs up to it, left footed. Is this the moment? Joe Hart has tipped it into the net. 1-0 to Wales. A free kick from Gareth Bale. Past the wall. Hart dived away to his left hand. right-hand side, and it was the pace that beat him. All he could do was help it in off the inside of the post. England have been dominant. Wales have the lead.
As things stand, Wales at top of Group B and on their way to the knockout stages. England in big trouble in Lons. So too is the Wales fan who keeps eyeing up my pint. Hands off, mate. Later this afternoon, Northern Ireland face what's effectively a win-or-bust game in Group C. They're up against Ukraine and almost certainly have to win, with world champions Germany their third and final opponents. Germany take on Poland in the other game this evening. Finally, an all-British quarter-final has been guaranteed at the Queen's Club Tennis Championships. Kyle Edmonds into the last eight as the man he was meant to play today, Paul Henri Mathieu, has withdrawn injured. Edmonds will face either Andy Murray or British number two Aliash Benadeh, who played this afternoon. That's your latest sports news, powered by high-strength Continental Lager and indeed Talk Sport.
Ben, thank you very much. Ben, what's the atmosphere down there now at the pub? We're into the second half. What's the pub atmos?
Buzzing, lots of people, lots of beer, lots of noise, but lots of fear. England in big trouble, like I said.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Ben. He's got the sport live from... He's just literally gone down to the pub, right? He's gone down to the... He's just walked off to the pub just to do that from the pub.
Get a pint.
I mean, again, I say again, we are stuck here.
We are. No one's giving us plaudits for being the heroes that we are being today.
Nobody is listening to this, right? I mean, at all. I mean, literally no one.
Look down the street, there's no one around.
Yeah. We're sitting here, beerless.
Yeah.
Why didn't you go down the pub with Cornelius?
Well, I don't like Cornelius. Why would I? Well, no, because somebody, Victoria, has got to be professional around here and do their job. That's why.
Exactly.
Are you suggesting you're the professional one here?
Yes. So it's 7 minutes past three and you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And you know what? It's time for the big debate on the radio. So, yeah, good afternoon, Talk Radio, and we will be bringing you live commentary from the Wales-England match very shortly, as we're allowed to dip in and out of it this afternoon. In all seriousness, we can keep bringing you that, as we have been. However, that brings me kind of neatly to this, because it's football that everyone's talking about, but, I mean, let's go to the phones, because Horace has phoned in. Good afternoon, Horace.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. So if someone said, I mean, we're talking about football, of course, but if someone said to you, Horace, you don't have the balls, you'd say good, right?
Absolutely. I detest balls in every sense of the word, John.
Yes. And in what, I mean, what led to this? I mean, why do you want to see the end, the outlawing, if you like? Because that's what you're calling for, isn't it? The outlawing of balls.
Absolutely, yes. Well, you see, John, I just don't see the point in balls, quite frankly. And that's the main problem with them. There is no point to balls.
Yeah.
But they all just one continuous, smooth, flat surface.
Yes.
And I just don't agree with that, John. All things need to have a point, and balls absolutely do not.
Right, let's listening to that. Stay on the line, Horace, because I know someone who's, thank you, who's wants to very much argue the point, very much in favour of balls, is Mark. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. So, listen, you've heard Horace there. He's against balls. He says they literally have no point. Is he right?
Well, I couldn't disagree more, actually. Balls, wonderful balls. They are, it's something we all learn at school. There is nothing better than a ball. It's a wonderful shape. It moves where you like. Yep. They can be small. They can be big. Wonderful, wonderful balls.
Wonderful, wonderful balls, Horace. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't agree with that. We must have went to very different types of school, let me tell you that. All I remember from my school days, were being teased about balls, quite frankly, John, and I do not appreciate being brought up, having these memories being brought up.
Right. Okay, well, look, well let's take it to the football, because that's what everyone's talking about this afternoon. So, let me put this to you, Horace. You're against balls. But if you outlawed them, as you wish to, what would they kick instead?
Well, cubes, I'd imagine, or other shapes like pyramids. I don't know. There's all sorts you can kick instead of a ball.
So you'd be
limited to balls, I don't think.
Well, you'd be happy if they kicked pyramids.
Oh yeah, I'd be happy for that. I think we could welcome Egypt into different sporting occasions.
Yes.
Awful. No, you would say that, wouldn't you? We'd be
back in the dark days of the 20s, before the ball was invented. The ball is the finest thing to kick. There is nothing better than a ball. That is a fact.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. You should try kicking cubes or anything, really.
I simply will not hear this. I think we've all agreed. We can see today from the football, there is nothing finer to kick than a big ball.
Yes. Well, look, here's the thing. They trialled this, didn't they, in Sweden? You'll remember this. They replaced footballs, didn't they? Mm. They took footballs out of the equation. Now, they didn't go to cubes or pyramids, but what they did do was, take it more literally, they replaced footballs in Sweden with testicles. Inflated testicles that they put air into in order to inflate them to the size of footballs. And so, I mean, is it what's your problem, Horace? Is it artificial? Let's get to the nub of it. Is it artificial balls or balls?
Oh, it's balls of any kind, John. I wouldn't agree with this inflated testicle business, but yeah. I'd imagine testicles would still be ball-shaped, and I think that's quite vulgar to look at, quite frankly. Looking at the ball, any type, any size, just sickens me right to my core.
Well, look, Mark, you're saying, you're happy with balls, but, I mean, in many ways, if you take the air out of a ball, right, what are you left with? A squashy bag?
Well, have you ever been to a ball factory?
Personally, no, I have not been to a ball factory. Is it somewhere I should visit?
I have no idea. I've never been either, but I imagine it's fantastic. But the important thing is, the ball is created by God. You look around in nature.
Yes.
Balls are everywhere.
Yes.
We don't see triangles in nature. We don't see squares.
No.
These are God's own shape. And for Horace to say he doesn't like them is effectively, to me, a slap in the face to all religions and creeds.
Horace, he's saying that you're slapping people in the face with balls. I mean, is that something you want to do?
I wouldn't disagree with that sentiment. I think I'd be quite good, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Yes.
Triangles in nature, you see them all the time. Have you not seen different types of cheeses? Like Gary Lee, for example, that's a triangular shape. And I'd imagine...
All right, so what if you played... Let me ask you this. What if you replaced the ball in sport with a Gary Lee cheese triangle? Now, that's not going to take any of the fun out of it, is it, Mark?
Well, I think if you were looking for a cheese to replace the ball, then you'd go for the Edam. It's a heavier type of ball, which in itself is better. It's more bally, if you like. There is more heft to that ball. The important thing, of course, is it remains a ball. I, for one, would not be playing football with a Dairy Lee triangle. I don't think there's many people out there who would. Let's just celebrate the glorious British ball.
Horace, do you want to come back on that? Horace is calling you racist. What do you say to him?
Yes.
What do you say? Come back to that. Respond to that point.
What would I say to that? If loving balls makes me a racist, then I suppose I'm one of the glorious, happiest, ball-lovingest racists you'll ever meet.
Horace.
And that's the worst type of racist I think you can find today, quite honestly.
A ball-loving racist. Is a ball-loving racist worse than a racist that doesn't like balls?
Yes, by far, because that improves...
Well, put a number on it. Look, okay, let me give you a scenario. You've got a racist, right, and he doesn't like balls. Out of 10, what racist is that out of 10?
That would be 0, and a racist who does like balls is 10.
He's 10.
Right, I'd say both 0 and 10 have a 0 in, and a 0 does look like a ball. So that's going to be my point.
He's got a point.
He could have also said 8. 8 looks like 2 balls on top of each other.
Not in my handwriting, doesn't it? I make them like ovals.
There's also a ball in 6.
So hang on. Wait a minute. Let's go back to that. So if you were drawing the number 8, you'd draw it out of 2 shapes that weren't balls. Is that right, Horace?
Yes. Yes, that's quite right. I'd make them oval-shaped, which is acceptable, only just.
Well, what is an oval but a squashed ball? I mean, you've still got balls as the fundamental part of it, haven't you? Horace, you can't have an oval if you can't have a ball, can you?
I think what we've got here, John, is essentially known as a balls up. The word ball is also in balls up.
All right. Okay. Well. Okay. Let me take you down this route. Okay. Because we're getting some texting about this now, right? People saying, is it the ball itself, the notion of the ball that you don't like, or is it the air inside? Would you be happy, Horace, if we filled balls with different fillings other than air?
I would be happy, to be honest, if we took all the fillings out of the balls and made them just deflated and we kicked them around. I think that would make the game much more enjoyable for not only the people watching...
Kick around a sack, a squashy sack.
Yes.
Yes, foot sack. I think that'd be much better.
Foot sack. Well, alternative filling. Let me run this past you. Alternative fillings. Mark, you like balls, but would you like a ball any more or less if you, for instance, let's talk about the Euros because that's what's happened.
Yeah.
If you filled the ball with honeycomb, like a giant Maltese, sort of leathery Malteser,
I am all for Maltesers because they retain a ball structure. The problem with honeycomb is, I think, you know, you might have a possibility it wasn't perfectly ball-shaped.
Yes.
I would like to see, in an ideal world, a ball filled with hundreds of smaller balls. I think we can all agree that would be something worth seeing.
Do you agree with that? You say we can all agree. Horace, do you agree with that?
No, by far. I disagree with that. In the furthest sense, you can disagree with something. A ball full of balls, it's the worst type. I don't want more balls. I want fewer balls.
What do you make of a ball pit? Do you think we should have a ball pit, but a ball pit we put all balls in it and then just cover it over? A child's ball pit.
I think if we could put all the ball pits into one ball pit, all ball pits in one ball pit, and put children in it and tarmac over it, I think that'd be a good start.
But children like ball pits. You'd be wiping the smile off a tiny child's face, Horace. Is that what you want? Do you want to wipe the smile off a tiny child's face with balls? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if they like balls, I think it's a good loss. I think it's one that we need to consider.
Let me just very quickly run these, read these passages. I want a simple yes or no from both of you on this ball debate this afternoon. A yes or no, Mark first, cricket.
Yes.
Same to you, Horace. Cricket?
Not without a ball. Not with a ball, rather.
That's just a yes or no answer.
No. Fine, no.
Tennis? Mark?
Yes.
Rugby? Mark?
Interesting.
Yes.
It's not a round ball.
No.
Ha. Maybe. I'm going to say yes, but I have reservations.
Fine. Cannon?
No.
Yes.
Of wool?
No. Again, reservations.
Zoe?
No. Yes.
And there we must leave it. Gentlemen, thank you. What an argument this promises to be, continuing throughout the football this afternoon. An argument that quite literally no one's listening to because they're all watching the television. Can you sum this up in one word for me? Horace first, sum up this debate in one word.
Aberystwyth.
And Mark, in the...
Ball!
And there we leave the debate. Thank you very much. If you've got an opinion on balls, should we keep balls? Or should we lose balls? Then do get in touch with your viewpoint on that. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
You listen to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about all the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. We offer you deals plus a lot more, like a representative APR of just 7.6%. Affordable car finance with Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Sky Bet. We're making betting less missed out, more cashed out. With Sky Bet Tracker. Get bet status, match stats, and cash out all in one place. Download the Sky Bet app today, and you can cash out before the final whistle. It's betting better. Are you in?
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Selected markets, T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, get a real deal on an 8x4 sheet of 18mm exterior plywood for only $18.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Emailing staff, emailing customers.
As a small business owner, you never stop.
Taking orders, taking payments.
So your business broadband shouldn't either.
Managing stock, managing invoices, managing to update my company's Twitter feed.
At TalkTalk Business, our Simply Broadband is totally unlimited, and now it's half price at just £2.50 a month plus £15.50 line rental. But hurry, this offer ends tomorrow. Go to talktalkbusiness.co.uk to get started with a broadband that works as hard as you do.
12-month contract and conditions apply. Price after promo, £5. New customers only. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M48 Severn Bridge, as you head away from England into Wales, a broken down lorry closed in one lane between Junction 1 Ost and 2 for Chepstow. The northbound M6 in Cheshire remains slow after an earlier breakdown through the roadworks between 18 at Middlewich and Holmes Chapel and 19 at Knutsford. All lanes, though, are back open. There's flooding in Leicestershire, which means Derby Road, the A6, is closed between Kegworth and Haddon. And in Kent, the A21 Tunbridge bypass looking very slow in both directions through roadworks near the Vauxhall roundabout. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yeah, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. And a lot of reactions, Dave. Reactions coming in about the big debate, which was about balls.
Scrolling through the...
Whether we need balls.
No, John, there's no reactions because nobody's listening, are they?
No, because they're watching the...
Everyone's just watching the football. No one's literally... Nothing on here.
Fine.
Got some reactions from yesterday, but about yesterday's debate.
Not really relevant.
No.
Okay. But what we are doing this afternoon, of course, is bringing you all the live commentary from a pub that's screening... the match. It's called the Wellington. It's a Fuller's pub. It's round the corner. Cornelius is your commentator. Good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, John. Absolute heartbreak here as a card was declined of a young lad initially at the bar, but his mate Joel managed to shout him a 20 quid. Vital at this stage of the game. Let's get in the Jaeger bombs. Come on, you drinks!
Okay. The atmosphere, is it changing down there at all? I mean, we're a long way into this drinking session now, this afternoon drinking session from people who ordinarily should be at work. I mean, give us a sense of the room. Give us a sense of what's going on with the crowds in that pub.
Big anticipation here, John. Lots of people really getting into the drinking now. Really here, some expert drinking. People on the floor by the end of the game. Yes, we'll have it. It'll be a great game.
Good. And in terms of just the feeling now of tactics, I mean, has anything changed? I mean, has anybody been substituted? What's, you know, someone maybe who's just showing signs of fatigue now and maybe he's got a friend to step in to take over the heavy drinking?
Absolutely, John. One man has had to be substituted. Absolutely on the table. We think his name is Rudd, but overall, he'll be fine.
Good. That's Cornelius. He's bringing us... thanks, Cornelius. Keep us updated.
No worries, John.
He's live in the pub that's showing the match, bringing us all the updates of that pub. But now, because I know, you know, you're thinking, yeah, there's football, but what I do need is a hit of showbiz. And Reese is here with it. Hi, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Great. So what... what's in the show? Well, I should point out as well that you are a man from TalkSport.
I am indeed.
Who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz.
Very little.
What have you brought in this week?
I've brought in Taylor Swift is apparently in a relationship with Tom Hiddleston, the next James Bond guy who was Loki. Is it Loki? Yeah, Loki.
Yes.
Loki, yeah. Apparently he approached her as soon as he heard about her 15-month relationship with Calvin Harris breaking up. It's a bit sneaky, isn't it? Sent her flowers, apparently, after one phone conversation.
Right, so let's back up a bit. Right, so I have heard of Taylor Swift.
Yep.
So this is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was going out with...
Calvin Harris. DJ.
Right, okay, fine. So, and then they broke up.
Yes, they did.
When was this?
After 15 months. I'm not sure when it was. It was news, apparently.
And why was this?
Because reasons is what I read.
Great. So she did she dump him?
It sounds that way.
And then, so who sent her flowers?
Tom Hiddleston.
So Hiddleston's been holding a candle for Swift.
Yeah, we can only hope it's a candle.
Okay. with some flowers in it.
Indeed.
And Oof. Now he's just gone in there. He's just zoomed in. He's just zoomed in there.
As soon as he's seen the relationship status go back to single, just pings up in the corner.
Right, I see. So, do we know that if this is a publicity stunt or is this a real romance, Reese? I mean, what's your, you know, you're an expert. What's your opinion?
He's got a film coming up. She's got an album being launched. So, yeah, it's definitely genuine.
That's what I figured. Yeah. I did like the Sun's headline this morning of it. Did you see that?
I didn't.
It was this. Tinker Taylor snogs a spy.
I like this. That's good.
I mean, sometimes you've got to give them credit for that.
Absolutely.
Because if you've come up with that, it's time to take the day off.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they nail these headlines, don't they? And I saw this one. I thought I like that.
It's a good one. That one.
But the story itself, absolutely no idea. Don't care.
No, totally.
What else have you got in showbiz news?
Kim Kardashian's done a sexy shoot, so I'm not quite sure why this is news. It'd be news if she actually kept some clothes on, to be fair. But apparently, she was oozing herself in a raw sexuality shoot for Love and Madness for GQ magazine.
Is this the band Madness?
I don't think Suggs would be in the same circles as Kim Kardashian, to be fair.
There is that famous picture of Suggs with his bottom out balancing a champagne glass on it, isn't there?
I have seen that, yes.
Firing champagne into it over his own sort of over his own nutty boy head.
Yes.
So in some ways he's similar.
Yeah.
What was she using?
Raw sexuality as she laid herself across a red leather couch. I can only imagine that's proper sticky for, like, especially if someone with that ample back carriage. You can only imagine it took her ages to get off that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of surface area going on with the Kardashian.
Totally.
I wonder if her buttocks are... what I'm saying is everything in proportion down there? Because we know her buttocks are out of proportion.
Indeed, yeah.
But do you think Kim Kardashian's anus is the same size as a normal human anus? Or is it... is it scaled up like the buttocks are? I've lain awake at night wondering this.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you? Well, she did that shoot where she balanced the, like, champagne glass.
Yeah, like Suggs.
Yes, like Suggs. Apparently that was her inspiration for it. You can only hope that it's in proportion, otherwise that's just going to be awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, but I do wonder. Cause it's, do. I mean, I do wonder.
Well, that's going to keep me up at night now.
I know. Well, I'm sorry to put that in your head.
No, that's fine.
But
it's
a valid question, isn't it? I mean, yeah, well, yes, exactly. And it's, you know, you have to answer yourself the question, you know, is the fact that a celebrity's anus in proportion with the rest of their body is something we have to think about on quite a regular basis? Because, you know, it's
fundamental.
It's a fundamental issue, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is.
I was going to say in celebrity circles, but you know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Right. Okay, so Kim Kardashian's got off a sofa. Next.
Yep. Zara Holland might lose her Miss Great Britain title for having sex on Love Island. Is that not the point? Do they all not all just go on there and get off of each other?
I didn't really understand any of that sentence.
Zara Holland, again, model of some description, was crowned Miss Great Britain. Again, an award of some description. She's got off with a roof tiler called Alex on Love Island, and this apparently puts her prestigious crown in jeopardy. Because it's normally such a high moral value title, Miss Great Britain.
So, no, I'm not interested.
No, it's, no.
I just don't care. I can't bring myself to care.
There's not a lot in there, to
no,
be fair.
But I like... So there's a roof tiler on the television. That's
he is,
what,
yes.
That's what we know.
Yes.
And he's got off with Miss Great Britain.
Does plastering.
Good. Right. Again, I'm not...
No.
Anything else?
The big news of the day. Gene Simmons' daughter flaunts major side boob on the red carpet. His daughter Sophie, again, not entirely sure why she's famous, wore a plunging and racy dress that was keeping her at risk of a wardrobe malfunction.
Right.
That's his news.
Was there a wardrobe malfunction?
There was not.
Was it just a risk of it?
There was a threat of it.
But it didn't actually malfunction?
No. It all remained... firmly in place.
So it's. I mean, it wasn't news anyway.
No.
And now it's so far removed from news that... No, so woman walks around, nothing happens.
Yep.
And that's why we like Showbiz News, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Rhys is with us. He's got the Showbiz News. You're listening to Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, we'll be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster, where I believe Luke from... Luke from the website...
There is.
Is going to be... Luke, who does our website, is that right?
Website Luke.
Is going to have his knowledge tested as to Paul Ross.
Yeah.
Fine.
Makes
That's
sense.
Coming up in the next half an hour, along with more commentary from the match, because we're allowed to dip in and out of it here on Talk Radio. That's what our licence allows, so we'll bring you more commentary from Wales versus England. And now Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Labour MP Jo Cox is critically ill after being shot outside her constituency office in West Yorkshire. A 52-year-old man has been arrested after she was seriously injured in Birstall. Sam Watson was there when it happened.
The woman laid on the floor, people surrounding her, and then people were just like quickly running from all shops around, from the library, and then just the man walking away. No one approached him. No, everyone just let him go, and everyone just ran to help them people.
Politicians from all sides have been tweeting their support. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the thoughts of the whole party are with her and her family. The Prime Minister says he's very concerned. Both sides of the EU referendum have suspended battle bus campaigning for the day following the attack. The cockpit voice recorder from the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean last month has been recovered. 66 people were killed when the plane, which was travelling from Paris to Cairo, vanished from radar. Sir Cliff Richard is to face no further action following a police investigation into allegations of historical sexual abuse. The Crown Prosecution Service says there's insufficient evidence to prosecute the 75-year-old singer. The Bank of England has escalated its warnings about the fallout from a British vote to leave the European Union. The bank says it could harm the global economy, with sterling looking increasingly likely to fall further after an out decision. While Nigel Farage has dismissed suggestions a pro-Brexit poster as racist, the image, which is part of UKIP's campaign, features the words breaking point above a crowd of people fleeing Syria. And just 10 minutes after coming onto the pitch, Jamie Vardy has equalised for England in the Euro 2016 match against Wales. It's 1-1 with around 20 minutes left to go.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. We can take some more live feed now from England versus Wales. They're playing, of course, Euro 2016. It's a big clash in France. We'll go over live now to the ground.
His way to the attack. Griffiths, oh, quick reaction, and Griffiths nearly got it in, and he's there this time. Toshak celebrates, a real scramble in the goal mouth, and Wales had several chances to put that in as they draw level now. The ball. Reaction by Clemens, Griffiths with another chance, and Toshak in to finish it off and make it one each. 20 minutes of this second half gone. England 1, Wales 1. Rod Thomas for Wales. Phillips. Toshak. Thomas again. To Phillips. Aimed at Charles. No sort of chance. But Leighton James with the throw. So Rod Thomas wants to take it. He's arrived now. Thomas, who can get fair distance. Got Toshak available for the back header. That's him. Froze, it's 2-1 to Wales. Arfon Griffiths, the little man, who started at 33, puts Wales in front. And it is really on the cards now that Wales could win for the first time in 20 years. Thomas's throw, Toshek's back header, it went spare. They all watched Griffiths, and it was 2-1 before anyone could get to the heart of the trouble. Ball. Little. Thomas. Little wanted to take it on and did so rightly.
And there you have it, live commentary from the Wales versus England match that's happening as we speak over in France. As you heard in the commentary there, Wales now 2-1 up. Reece is with us for the, well, it's the showbiz review. That's right, a man who works for TalkSport who would much rather be elsewhere for some reason this afternoon, contractually obliged to bring us a showbiz roundup despite having no interest in it or knowledge of it. It's Reece. He's here. We've already talked about Kim Kardashian's anus and whether or not it matches the oversized buttocks that she appears to sport. Just using the word sport there because I know you understand that.
I like the link.
Thank you. And we also talked about Tom Hiddleston apparently wooing Taylor Swift. What else did we talk about?
Stuff and things and stuff.
Great. So, more showbiz is here. What showbiz do you have?
Professor Green, who seems to be featuring a lot on here lately.
He's do bring him up a lot, the professor.
He is. He seems to be one of these people who he liked his grime, but in the end of the day, he's just another one of these poppy celebrities. He's got a hernia.
Professor Green's got a hernia?
Professor Green's got a hernia. He tweeted, nearing 6 hours since the pain discomfort started, think... If it was, I'd already be dead, or I've read that wrong. Okay. So, something about him being dead already.
Is he dead?
Only plus his cute staff. So he's it's obviously still in working order down there. He's not quite dead. His career, but
right. His now hernia. We talked about him before because he fell out with. No, did he?
Was yes.
He, okay. What was the thing he did?
He wasn't having marriage troubles, and then subsequently got divorced.
That's right.
To
yes.
one of the girls from The Only Way Is Chelsea. Essex or something, I don't know.
Chessex,
that's it. We'll go with that.
And, right, so now, as a result of these marriage woes,
yep.
He's got a hernia.
He has, yes.
Right,
but
any news on exactly which bit has protruded through what within the bowel system?
No idea. One fan tweeted, hope you're okay, love. Praying for you, keep us updated. He hasn't tweeted back.
It's just a hernia, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's not major surgery, but, you know.
Yeah.
People have got to look concerned, I suppose.
I suppose so, yeah. Well, it's got, you know, I mean, we wish Professor Green, whatever that is, we wish him we wish him well. He's not even a real professor, is
no,
he?
No, he's not. No, total fraud.
Yeah. What else you got?
I have got Mark Wright firing back at marriage trouble rumours. He fired back after going to Las Vegas with his friends and being pictured with a load of models in bikinis. Basically saying, you don't know nothing about us, though.
Right.
Is basically what Mark Wright said.
Mark Wright's what? Essex. No, is he
yes.
in Essex?
Yes.
Oh, I am learning. Mm. It's taken some weeks, but I am learning who these people are now.
I'm glad one of us is.
Good. So he's in Essex, and he's not. His marriage isn't. He's fine.
He's with Michelle Keegan from Coronation Street and other things, and he's basically claiming he still is, but nobody knows how because he's punching well above his weight.
Next story.
Next story. Charlotte Crosby.
Stop. Who?
Geordie Shaw thing.
Is Geordie Shaw a person? I'm never sure of this.
Well, Geordie Shaw's now finished. So that's...
Who's Geordie Shaw?
It's... I think it's a reality programme.
Right, gotcha.
Or Newcastle's fullback. I don't know. One of the two.
Fine.
They had their final episode yesterday and there was all sorts of revelations and fallouts and crying over absolutely nothing. She has been pictured with no makeup on, pulling a face in Australia.
Whose face?
Her own face, but one not quite so slathered with makeup. and fake smiles.
Great story. What you got next?
Yep, totally. David Beckham bursts with joy at a Stone Roses concert in Manchester.
Is that David Beckham has burst? Because yeah, that is news.
That is news.
If David Beckham has actually burst, that's... I mean...
I don't think he'd be interesting enough to combust. I just think he'd be like, yeah... He's not very interesting
bloke.
Oh, look,
Victoria burst. Oh, dear, Victoria. Victoria. Yes, David. Victoria. Victoria. You be Victoria, Dave. Victoria.
Yes.
I've burst.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great impression. Thanks. I really love it.
Been working on that one.
Role play, that was.
A bit of improv, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I've burst all over that nanny again.
What?
Did that happen? Is that a thing?
I think it was the babysitter, yeah. I'm sure it was. Allegedly.
Right, David Beckham's burst. Big news. What's next?
He's burst with pride because he went to a Stone Roses concert with his son, also a fan of Stone Roses, even though he's like 17.
Great.
Surprised he knows who they are, to be fair.
Great.
But the big story was that he's a Manchester United legend and the concert was at Manchester City's ground.
Oh, and that's the story.
That's the drama.
He's burst. You're joining us this afternoon where all the football news, the big football news is that David Beckham has burst. Thank you, Rhys, for your showbiz roundup. We'll see you again next week.
Definitely.
You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back with more... That was it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Sun, rain, sun, rain. Summer is so on and off. Not like Now TV, where I can watch the Sex and the City box set to make me all hot and bothered. Or I can get chilled to the bone with that new show Outcast from the Walking Dead crew. I've got 11 top channels not on Freeview and over 250 box sets to keep me company on a rainy day. Big entertainment, no contract. NowTV.com. 18 plus UK only. Content streamed to compatible device. Full terms at NowTV.com.
Don't forget Father's Day this weekend. Luckily, there's loads of amazing gifts at B&Q. I got mine a Bosch 680-watt corded hammer drill for just £34. A great gift at a great price for a great dad.
Get to B&Q this Father's Day weekend and let's create more for less. Offer ends 30th of June. Was £45. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
This summer, it's the biggest Euros ever, and every goal means something with Betfair. Now get double the odds on goal scorer bets if they score two or more goals in any group game. So, if they score two, you win double. There's more to play for with Betfair. Tap, tap, boom.
Available on first, last and any time goal scorer markets. Maximum stake £10. Standard odds winnings paid in cash. Enhanced price winnings paid in free bets. Free bet stakes not returned. Full terms at betfair.com. Visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Hit the road to Halfords and make sure your car is prepped for your next summer adventure. Pop in for a free on-the-spot car check and we'll check your battery, bulbs, engine oil, aircon and wiper blades. We'll even top up your screen wash for free. Plus, see all the summer scenery in style with Halfords windscreen chip repair service. We'll fix your chipped windscreen for just £25, giving you the freedom to start your summer journey with a clear view. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M48, Severn Bridge, as you head away from England into Wales, the broken down lorry closed in one lane between Junction 1 Ost and 2 for Chepstow. The northbound M6 in Cheshire remains slow after an earlier breakdown through the roadworks between 18 at Middlewich and Holmes Chapel and 19 at Knutsford. All lanes, though, are back open. There's flooding in Leicestershire, which means Derby Road, the A6 is closed between Kegworth and Hatherton. And in Kent, the A21 Tunbridge Bypass looking very slow in both directions through roadworks near the Vauxhall roundabout. I'm Dave Stamford.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
He has made a covenant with the night, and with the darkness he is in agreement.
Every weeknight from 10, get post-watershed pillow talk from radio's very own Prince of Darkness.
Ian! The dog's peed on the pillow!
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
It's a phone-in show. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Tomorrow night from 10.
On Talk Radio.
He's not the Prince of Darkness. I'm the Prince of Darkness.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. We can cross live to the pub where Cornelius is our commentator. He's bringing us all the action this afternoon from the pub that is screening the match. It's England versus Wales. What's going on in the pub, Cornelius? I understand there's been some drama in the pub.
Absolutely, John. We often talk about what's going on in the bar, but outside the bar there's been some very unsavoury scenes at this drinking event. Lots of fans singing, there were 10 Jaeger bombers in the air. Absolutely disgraceful stuff. It's a shame to see that nowadays in the game. But back to the game, lots of drink going on. There's been shot after shot. A group of lads at the bar downing two tequila each. Now, great effort, but now they'll feel sore tomorrow, John.
It is shocking, as you were saying, the scenes of we can hear it there. I think that this you know, the shocking violence of it all as people just lay into alcohol like that. I mean, we've not seen scenes like this since the 70s, really. I mean, are these sort of attacks on booze making a comeback?
Well, John, lots of fans would argue here that it's the booze provocating the fans into acting like this. But it's hard to say, really. Either way, it could cost them dear much whether they want to remain in the competition.
Also leave for balance.
Yes, of course. But the bouncers are thinking of getting involved. They've already given a suspended expulsion to one man who's been told to have a coffee and calm down.
Yeah, okay. That's Cornelius there. He's live in the pub bringing us all the commentary and the action from the public house there. Thank you very much, Cornelius. It is time to play today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is nobody's favourite radio quiz. The knowledge tested of Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Many have tried. Many all have got some points. All contestants so far are at the top of the leaderboard, vying to get to the top of the leaderboard to join them today by getting some points is Luke, who works downstairs on the website. Good afternoon, Luke.
Hey, John.
Good afternoon, Luke.
Good afternoon, John.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, very good. So, Paul Rossmaster, the big quiz, of course. Yes. Are you nervous?
Yes, actually, a little bit, weirdly enough.
You're trying to get some points.
Yes.
To get to the top of the leaderboard. First, we must ask you about that sex you had the other night.
Oh, God, I'm never saying, like, this is like such a big lesson for me. Never again am I ever talking about this to Alex Farrell, who works on Paul Ross, or anyone else.
Well, that's the Paul Ross connection right there. Do you want to give it some context?
I was once, twice, three times not a gentleman on Sunday night.
And he came into the office on Monday morning, very excited, having had no sleep, in the same clothes, and very dishevelled, having very excited about it, weren't you, Luke?
I was worn out.
Okay, fine. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like? I mean, not carnal.
I've worked with Paul, or I've worked sort of on his show, on the content that they produce, for the last 3 months.
Yes.
And since Talk Radio
started. I've seen some of that content, Luke.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time. I've seen his content. It's like a little survey. It goes, do you like biscuits? Yes or no? Click here. It's taken a long time.
No, it doesn't, really, weirdly enough. No. That might be a bit of a surprise. It just takes maybe about, whenever he's got a guest in, it takes maybe an hour to film and edit and write.
Yeah. We're literally not interested. Now, Listen, we're playing Paul Rossmaster. There are three questions, Luke, and you are trying to get some points, which should see you at the top of the leaderboard.
Okay.
With everyone else. Are you ready for question one in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Question number one. Musical news. And the musical news to which I refer is the musical news that the well-known and popular musical Paul Ross on the Roof is getting a revival. It tells the story of the poor Jewish talk radio full set breakfast presenter and former host of Carlton Television's only shown in the London region celebrity quiz Anybody's Guess, Paul Ross. In Tsarist Russia, who works hard to protect his beloved on-air team from the attention of male suitors, while always under the threat of being evicted from talk radio and persecuted by the imperialist state. On a roof.
Right.
But Paul Ross on the Roof isn't the only famous 1960s Broadway musical to be based on radio. Name the other one, etc. Is it A, Seven Brides for Seven Grimmies? Is it B, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Julia Hartley Brewer? Or is it C, Stop Former Radio 4 Just a Minute panellist Sir Clement Freud, I Want to Get Off? Which of those do you think it was?
So much my promising career in radio.
It was never that promise.
Thanks, John.
You work here like us, for Christ's sake. All hope is lost.
Can I get option A?
A, B, or C? I've got option A, Seven Brides for Seven Grimmies.
And then the second one was about Julia Hartley Brewer.
Don't overthink it.
I'll go. Okay, I've just got to go on a limb here. Option. Option C
is the right answer. Very good. Here's question number two. Invention news. And exactly today, give or take 364 other days, is the exact anniversary of the launch into geostationary orbit of the world's first satellite full-set radio breakfast presenter, the Ross Star. The presenter of Mystic TV's short-lived game show Mystic Challenge was roughly spherical and was spin-stabilised, and his outer surface, of course, was covered with solar cells to generate enough electrical power to stare through strangers' windows at a popular dogging site in the vicinity of a noted roundabout near Maidenhead in Berkshire. But apart from the satellite Ross Star, what other successful radio-based technological breakthrough is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, the Mary Ann Hob Oven, the Six Music Weekend breakfast presenter that is designed to heat up faster than conventional presenters? Is it B, the Steve Lamacq book? Or is it C, the Colour Terrivision, which was a television that had a Terry Wogan-shaped screen, which, when said out loud, was mildly racist to the Chinese? The Colour Terrivision.
I'm really not sure if I should be laughing at that, really, but okay, I'll go with A this time.
The Mary Han Hob Oven.
Yeah.
Is the right answer.
Okay.
Okay, final question. It's a music question, and I need you to have a listen to this music. Was it solo? Was it yesterday? Was it true for you? 'Cause while all the rest have taken time, it's didn't. Well, that was, of course, a good tradition of love and hate by the one-hit Tanita Tikaram star, Tanita Tikaram, whose brother I once saw get punched in a toilet. Here's your unrelated question. Scientists have revealed how frogs, perform the architectural feat of building floating foam nests for baby talk radio breakfast presenters. The meringue-like structures will protect the young broadcasters and are renowned for stability under the harshest of conditions. And now, by filming the frogs, researchers have found that their nests are built using excuse me, a meticulously timed three-stage construction process. Here's your question. Name five different types of nest.
Oh. Wow. Okay, that one's got me off guard a little
bit. Five different types of nest.
Okay, so, I don't know.
I'm going to have to put a timer on you.
Bird nest. Eagle nest.
Yep.
Lizard nest.
You're out of time. Let me tell you what I had written on the card. The question was name five different types of nest, Luke. You could have had a late 70s restaurant-based sitcom starring Richard O'Sullivan and Tessa Wyatt, Robbins, Bird's Soup.
Okay.
Of Tables. Ull's Milky Bar. The Milky Bars Are On
Oh,
Me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Or Elliot. Elliot Nest, from the history.
Wow. I can't believe I didn't get those. I feel really bad now.
Well, your score might be all right, but we do need to check the system.
Okay.
You okay there?
Yeah. I'm fine. You carry on.
Just going to check the system.
Check the system.
Yeah.
I've been through the system.
It's
before.
Quite a slow system.
Yeah. I remember how slow it was.
I've got a cough.
I can see that.
Yeah.
And hear that. Everyone can hear that.
Yeah.
Very slow system, sorry, Luke. Give me a second.
That's all right, Dave.
It's a very slow. Just a slow system.
Just running the data.
Remember, you're looking for some points.
Yeah.
To get to the top of the leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
With everyone else.
System's ready, John.
For some points.
Okay.
Dave, check the system.
John.
Producer Dave.
Sex Luke from the website.
Sex Luke from the website.
Three times Luke.
Oh, once, twice, three times, times a Luke.
Three times a website.
It's not going away anytime soon.
That's what she said.
Some points, John!
It's not some points, it's got some points! Come on! Come on! Sex Luke has scored some points in Paul Rossmaster. There'll be another edition of Paul Rossmaster next week. Very quickly now, the final, we can go over live for the final whistle, am I right? Just time to bring you some commentary live from Wales versus England, just as the match is coming to a close.
It will be a Welsh night, but I don't think that one should immediately say that it's sackcloth and ashes for England. Wales have proved the advantage of having a settled side, and that is what England have got to find, and maybe what Don Revie, the manager, has taken too long to find. Here's Shannon. Joey Jones beaten by Keegan. Joey Jones, it would really complete the history if he was to score, because Bryn Jones scored in 1936, the winner. Cliff Jones scored in 1955, the winner. This time we've gone from Jones to James, but Joey Jones has played his part. I've already played 2 minutes over the 90 minutes, or at least the referee stopped his watch for 2 minutes. I see them have every referee in the country writing to me. Mills with the kick. Keegan. Shannon. DC. James. Referee has checked with both linesmen. On for Pearson. It's a throw. And a Welsh throw. And would you believe that Yorath is going 25 yards, or perhaps that's a slight exaggeration, 20 yards to go and take it. Must make it even worse for Don Revie, that. And Wales have done it! At their 13th attempt, they have at last...
And there it is, live commentary, the final whistle there. Wales take it. Wales have gone to the top of the group and beat England in France. That was live commentary, as you heard there on Talk Radio. That's just about it from us. Sam Delaney up next. We'll be back tomorrow. Business as usual, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.